Blog Talk Radio.
Turn the show on for at least an hour, and then I do have to take care of some business, but I got the show going to be on for an hour. I'm going to try to lock in a couple races. Whoever's going ready to race, who's looking for action, who's ready to come and do something out there, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and try to get in and in. Didn't want to leave anybody out. Pee-wee, if you're out there, can you give me a hit the one button, because I got to get Pee-wee on here right away, because I bet a steak dinner what I bet on, so I need Pee-wee. Pee-wee, the look away. Please hit me the one button. I'm going to need you out there. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I got him here. Okay, here we go. 914-5466. What's going on, Pee-wee? Pee-wee, I got a little discrepancy call. I bet somebody a steak dinner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it's my choice of where I get to go. It's his choice where he want to go. But I told him that you're racing Little Howie. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so my deal is this. This is my deal, what's going on, so everybody knows. My deal, the way I bet it, was, long as your car races him, they said that the race ain't going to go down. Long as your car races him, I don't care if it who drives the car or whatever, we win. Now, don't get me wrong. We bet and stake dinner that cost him like about $200. So, I just figured, yeah, we
good
for it.
Oh, that's a good bet on your part.
Okay, that's all I want to make sure, because everybody didn't know, my man, they'd never get that race off. I said, shoot, Pee-wee said he's doing it, he's going to do it. So, and it don't have to be that you got to drive. So that's the whole deal. The race has got to happen. I said, I don't know what you think. Oh, I ain't going to do it. Okay, that's all
no,
I want to make
gonna,
sure.
No, we're going to lock in two putts.
Well, I'm just going, I'm locking in one. That's all I just locking in one.
Yeah. You're one on the first race.
I got it. Okay. tell me how the two pots are going so everybody know.
Well, head up, come to win, 8th mile pro tree, whoever, pick your own driver. And the second race is me and him driving. I just got my shoes. I got my pants. I'm waiting on my jacket and my helmet, and I got to take my license test in 2 weeks, and then me and him going to lock in.
Now, tell me something, Pee-wee. When the last time you been in the car?
Long time. 100 pounds ago.
100 pounds ago. Okay. Well, you almost there now, ain't you? Or you past that?
No, I'm 85 down.
85, so you're only 15 pounds away.
Yep.
Okay. All right, that's a lot.
So
everybody
nah, but I was mostly a street racer. I drove in the street. I'm the only man in Mount Vernon that whooped the Silverado. Walter, no?
Get out
me
of here.
Me and Walter drove on the hutch.
Oh, shoot. You gonna make Walter come out of retirement?
Nah, I wouldn't
that's
do that. I'd rather fuck Walt.
I got what's his name on here too now. Your mic is
I'm
over there,
whoever,
Pat Albert.
I'm betting with whoever run Pee Wee. Anybody that run Pee Wee, I'm betting with that person.
Huh?
I say it again. Anybody that run Pee Wee, I'm betting with them.
Okay, all right. So you want to take that side bet now too? You want to take that? I'll make it light on you, Fat Albert. You want to do 50?
No, that's okay. I'm just messing with Pee Wee.
Hold on. Your protege might be driving the first thing, the first race.
Who is that?
Short Dog.
Clippy? Oh, Short Dog
might be
short
driving.
Dog.
What's the name's car?
Howie's car.
Oh.
Why you gonna laugh at Short Dog for?
No, I might take that bet now that I know Short Dog driving.
No, you just laughed about that, man. You know what you were talking about. So, no, look, that's gonna be after dark. I just gotta make sure everybody know. After dark is like they said, we're gonna do it. That's why a lot of people want to do the after dark, because we're racing at nighttime. So even though it's going to be hot out, we ain't got to worry about it. So that's why we're working, doing it. That's why it's called after dark, because we'll make sure the grudge races go off after that. It's all grudge races. Grudge race priority, that's what it is. So I just let everybody know it. That's in August. That's at MRI. And so that day, Pee Wee.
August
7th. He'll be the headliner. Yep, August 7th. So I'm just letting everybody know that day he will be out there and he will be doing his thing. So I know there's a lot of other things going on. I see a lot of other races going on. I wish everybody best of luck on some of the races. I try to get as many as possible people can get through. I already told everybody, and it is what it is. I can't. After July 3rd, I have to be gone. I've been gone for a week or so. My wife said we got to go see the grandkids. Be in Florida, even though it's going to be hot as hell, but I picked the wrong time for that, but it is what it is. I got to do with the family thing first, and then I'll be back. I'll be back probably the week of in August. Well, matter of fact, I'll just be coming back then. I'll be coming back. So everybody knows what's going on. I'm trying to get things situated where I got to do. I'm trying not to miss stuff, too. I don't want to miss anything going on. So I'm glad I'm going to see this air one, because I'm dying to see that one with Pee Wee in them. Dying to see it. So is anybody else that we looking to knock off after that? Pee-wee? You got anybody else on your site?
I don't know right now, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, man, Howie is a
I know you and
Weeby coming,
was supposed
so.
To get it off. I don't know whatever happened with that one.
Who?
Weeby. like that.
Nah, we be never said anything more to me. It's another dude out there that borrowed some money from me one day when I did a wheelie, and it might be time for him to cash in.
You know who that one is? I bet you don't know that one, Fat Albert, do you?
Mm-mm, who that one is?
Your protege, Tricky Ricky.
Oh. Oh, so he just borrowed the money. It was a loan.
Yeah, it was a loan.
Oh, okay.
A short-term loan. Short-term loan. When Tricky Ricky hear that, boy, he can be on your text messages.
I'm going to have house money to play with, so anything might happen.
You had house money? Oh, mm-hmm. With Howie?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Man. I wish you the best of luck. I'm hoping to see some good ones.
And then Butchie Wood might lock somebody in. Butchie Wood and then might lock somebody in, and I might want another deposit. Want some more money.
Hold on. I'm just let you know ahead of time. Butchie Woods will. I'm going to say it for you, for y'all, before I say the wrong thing. Butchie Woods will not be there, I don't think, in August. So I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time. And the only reason why he ain't going to be there, because my man getting married. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, hey,
that's
so I just want to let you know. So,
yeah. He could use his race car as a fucking limo. It's slow enough.
It might be
slow enough, you motherfucker, but let's fucking get down the fucking track, you motherfucker, you. Now, I might need to use your damn car to get in the damn wind. Yeah, you motherfucker,
I just wanted to make sure you was on the show.
Yeah, you don't want to make sure, yo. I'm going to get your fucking track, you motherfucker, you.
Hey, man,
Big Dave, I want my $5 for getting Butch blood pressure up. You said I couldn't get his blood pressure up. I want my $5, Big Dave.
Okay.
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting here enjoying this nice day. That's all.
Yeah, I heard that.
I can't believe he just said that about the car slowing up to be the limo. I cannot believe that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's all right. It don't matter. I ain't the only car there that's slow enough to be the limo. Now what? Now, that's a lot of them out there that's slow enough to be a limo.
Okay. Are you going to be able to go? You going to be able to go out before then?
I'm trying my hardest. This damn woman on my back like a cat trying to catch a mouse.
Well, she done caught one, so she got you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got the claws,
well,
and you done
she ain't
now.
Got me yet. Yeah, she still got the claws on me, boy.
Hold on, you know you're going to sell that race car, right?
I'm not selling a damn thing. Like I told her, you know what I told her? I had this race car before you, and I'm going to have this race car after you, so that race car ain't going nowhere.
What do you say, Joe? He's going to sell that race car. He's going to sell that race car.
Yeah, he's going to sell that. You know what's going to come.
What do you think?
Yep. He ain't going to attack. I told Dave, I said, tell him he can come on to the track. Don't worry about it. I had a wedding at the track.
See. There you go talking about come to the track. Ain't you going to see your family for a whole month? So why not stay at the track? We be got
but
married.
That's Weeby. I told him I'll stop it in the middle of the track.
I would do it, but she ain't going for that.
She can be in the left lane, you be in the right lane. Y'all meet up right in the middle of the...
No, hell no. I would never say no shit like that to her.
Come on, I got Reverend Albert up there, shoot.
No, hell no.
Hey, Joe, they can meet me all y'all to meet me at the 60 foot. We'll put the altar right there at the 60 foot.
Yes,
no,
yes.
Sir. I'm not doing that. Hell no.
And, once it's done, I want you to skip all the way to the 8th mile.
That right.
Yeah, there you go.
Open up Cliff Mike so you can say hi to.
Joe,
open up Cliff Mike so you can say hi to Butch.
Huh?
Open up Cliff Mike so you can say hi to Butch.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh,
hold on.
That
see.
Did it.
Wait, Cliffy. Oh. Where the heck Cliffy at?
People, you know, you are a fucking instigator. You know that? You love to instigate shit.
Cliffy, you're my head. He ain't put no one button. Cliffy ain't got no one button up here.
Joe, he was being funny, Joe. Goddamn, Phoebe was being funny.
Oh, okay. I'm up there looking
at you. Yeah, you might have been funny.
You're wrong. See, you're wrong now.
I ain't worried about it, man. I ain't worried about it. Nobody get my blood pressure.
And Butch, I'm the executive reporter that I am. Antoine was on another show, and they said they was going to put your car in a golf cart race.
I heard that show.
No, they ain't say
nothing
like that.
Well, Antoine don't even need to talk because Willie Dodd was calling them motherfuckers out and they couldn't answer the fucking call. So how can they talk about somebody?
I'm back on mute.
No.
You know they listen.
I don't give a damn. They can't do shit to me. But where's some damn money? This shit talk is free. This shit talk is free.
Open Marcus line. Marcus, listen.
Hey, 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, Butcher Woods, you ready to lock in?
Yes, sir. I'm not ready to lock in. When I get ready to lock in, I'll lock all my fuckers in.
Why you talking about what you said?
Guess
what, though?
I got a bad mouth just like you got a bad mouth.
Put away from your phone, Bookie. But you're too close to the mic because it's coming out all.
The thing about it is you're not ready to go out there, though. You ain't trying to go out there. You're a go out there on you. Don't worry
about
that.
You're locked in already, Marcus. Marcus, he locked in already.
When, Joe?
August 8th, he locked in on August 8th.
We're trying to move it up to August. Butch ain't no longer a free man.
Well, Marcus probably talking about July 3rd.
I'm talking about the 3rd. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So what, you trying to give him freedom?
What's up, Butch?
Hold your damn panties, man. Hold your panties. Don't let your panties get tight. Hold your panties. Nobody is going to get no more free money off of me. Just like you wouldn't lock nobody in until y'all get ODB right, I'm not locking nobody in. I'm not going down that road again.
But you got to lock in, though. Yeah, I do.
But
what you saying?
I'm getting married off the 8th. That's why Long Island Joe said that. I'm getting married off the 8th. So if you be on the track looking for me, motherfucker, I ain't going to be there.
That's why he said
I'm getting locked in.
Why you trick me, Joe?
I ain't tricking you. I'm just telling you. There'll be parts that, listen, Marcus, I know how you like to get a good deal. On August 10th, there'll be some new parts out there for sale. Malibu, motor, transmission, rear, converter, tires.
I'm trying to give him an early wedding present. That's what I'm trying to do.
Early
wedding gift.
Hey, Marcus, all I can tell you is hold your drawers, bruh. Hold your drawers.
Okay.
I'm going to try to fuck that lawyer from Mount Vernon first.
After I fuck him up, then I'm going to run y'all with his money.
Hey, well, who are you talking about knocking over Mount Vernon?
Hold on. Oh, Joe, watch this.
You
hold
know.
Me, hey, Butchie Woods. I tell you what, we'll let you borrow the money, and then we'll let you run on credit.
You can.
After you get done doing
that. Same, bro.
Good Lord.
You can't let me
we'll
buy
let
shit.
We'll let you run on credit. How about that?
Fuck that. Hell no. No.
You said you're going to use somebody else's money to run
on
credit.
No. I'm not running on credit. I'll never do that.
I got to ask him now.
I'll never do that.
Who you trying to run? Who you trying to run, Butchie, from Mount Vernon?
Them boys told me I was next. So I'm going to try to blaze them July the 3rd.
Who, Swizzle?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
July 3rd, wait a minute. Hey, Joe, ain't that the guy that snapped on me because I said July 3rd? Now all the friends on July 3rd.
Yeah, now it was, yeah, that's him.
God damn.
That's him.
let me just make sure I'll let y'all know, though. I did talk to Swizzle, and basically, it's going to be hard for him on that day, too. So I'm just being real. So I ain't going front on nothing like that. I'm being real. That's what he said. So be cool. Everybody can say, I don't think you better get that race. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time. But he can come on and change his mind if he does, but I'm just saying, let you know ahead of time.
No problem. No problem. Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe, if they lock in for Sammy's show, I'll pay Butch half of his expenses to get to Sammy's show, just to see the race.
Ooh, wee. Now remember, give me Sammy's number. Give me Sammy's show date too. Let me make sure we got that right.
Oh, you gotta ask Big Dave. I think it's in July sometime.
Yeah,
it's supposed to
be
July 10th, I believe. Yeah,
hey,
July 10th. That's it.
Okay. When is LeBron and OG? What date is they running? Echo or something? What day is that?
Yeah, they running at
July
Echo.
25th.
Ooh.
July 25th.
Oh, July
25th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it. Yeah, I give them credit. They're doing their thing.
That's
yeah.
The same day Swizzle Lock's going to run his pickup truck.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. They're doing it. They're trying to bring Echo back. They're trying to bring it back.
But it's hard to bring it back, Joe, and they close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Damn.
Man, come on, man. Huh?
Me and it's hard to bring it back, too. I'm going to be real about it. I ain't going to lie to you. And I'm not the one. I ain't going to stop nobody from going there, but I can't see myself after that, how they treated and said that shit. I ain't got no time for it. That's one thing I ain't going to go.
Oh, no. It ain't worth me driving up there for no 3 o'clock.
Hey. Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island.
Huh?
Long Island. Is that a
grudge
friendly track?
Well,
not really. I don't believe it is. I don't know.
If it's a test and tune day, they'll let you get it off if you're in the lanes and ready to go.
All I can do is tell you this. My whole thing, and I'm going to say it straight out, and I don't care who don't like it. It is what it is. I was standing there in the damn staging lane, and when what's-his-name went out there with the Nova, went in the air, came down and broke his front A-arm, did not spill no oil on the track, and that was Bernard and him, and they were supposed to run Jason. The man came out and said, straight out in our faces, up in the tower, walking all the way up into the on the bleachers. Gordo was standing right there. Gordo and the man almost got to fighting. That's why I don't like y'all people racing. That's what he said. Now, if you think I'm lying, let Gordo say it. But for some reason,
in the way the hell that
don't
like
tell
that.
Me if he didn't say it, and you're gonna ask Gordo. And that was the whole. It was a big issue about this. So I gotta know. I don't mean to harm. I might go. But I'm not. I know I ain't gonna be going on the 25th because I'm gonna be down in Florida. But just the idea, I really don't even care if I go off there. When somebody say that something like this to me, I'm just kind of like, don't even want to be bothered.
So basically what you're saying is...
And Test and Tune is $100 cash.
Oh, I know Cliffy ain't going up there for that, or Bruce Styles. I can tell you that right now.
Well, there's a couple of people that won't go, and don't get me wrong, I ain't knocking their house. They want to go there and race, they race. I ain't stopping this thing. But certain people, like James will tell you, he ain't bringing the car. He ain't doing it. And I don't blame him, so whatever. You know, and I'm not, but I ain't knocking nobody else not to go. They go, they go. But I know you won't see me. Even if I wasn't going, you wouldn't see me there.
So basically,
Island Jackway and everything else, but I ain't going there.
So basically, you're saying that they'll tolerate you because they take your money, but they don't want you there, basically. I mean,
well, okay, hold on. Since everybody want to forget things, let me just give you a little rundown. Tyson called South China, was trying to throw a show there. Everybody knew. He told Tyson take that shit out of his fucking property, his grill.
Oh, wow.
Straight out like that. Now, if anybody want to challenge that, I'll tell you right now. Let them go ahead. Because I remember when the man came over there and the other kid came, 50's ex-partner, what's his name, used to be with the Malibu. He said, I ain't got nothing
Andy,
to do with this here
Andy.
Place. Andy. And he said, man, that man cursed some bad. Oh, you know what? You tell me kiss my ass. Like, you know what? You ain't got to worry about me coming back. I don't give a shit who you is.
No, sir.
That's one thing about me. I don't give a shit if you got money or not. It don't matter to me. I don't care if I got to travel another 3 hours. I'll be damned if I kiss somebody's ass. I don't care who it is. Being real about it. But,
that's a nasty individual right there
on them.
To be in business.
That's on them.
That's a nasty individual
care.
To be in business for your revenue is based
well,
on customer
well,
service.
You got
to
understand. You got to understand. I'm going to say it straight out. You got to understand. Now, I guess the deal fell through. I don't think Copart's going to be there. They was going to be the Copart. I don't think Copart's going to be there, so he's got to turn around and come back. So maybe he changed his ways. Maybe he did. But I think he really kind of like, apology the way he talked. But he didn't ever apologize to me, so I don't care the shit. I'm being real about it, and I don't care about it. So he turn around and say something, right? Ain't no needing up there. That's bullshit. I got nothing. You can ask anybody else, and I don't care what anybody go back and tell him or whatever Joe said, whatever. But I was standing right there when Gordo tried to whoop his ass. Gordo told him, "How about if I whoop your ass?" And said straight out
over
there like that, and I was like, you know, huh? That's, you know, it is what it is. But you know, it is what it is. He said it, and he looked at me and he said it, and I don't get me wrong. I just, when somebody, if I get bad service at a fucking restaurant, I'm not going back there.
Don't go back.
That's all.
That's right. Don't go back.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? It's an ongoing trend. You know, I'm going to say it again. Say something like I don't give a damn what anybody says, who say what, whatever. You can treat a person as good as you want, and the motherfuckers will not go to you. But their damn sure go to somebody, treat them like shit. Now, how many times you person have heard some dumb shit before, and I ain't got to even say nothing. I remember the one time they were doing a show, and they ain't even that track. I had another track, and they happened to be on the show. And they were talking about the damn thing, and the lights went out, and the first thing came out there, damn, black as an inch. That's exactly what they said on the damn thing. Everybody remember that, right?
Oh,
everybody,
wow.
Tell me how you going to go right back to the damn people. Tell me. How you go right back to the same people? That's just ignorance and on everybody's part on that. Because if a man turn around and say black, man, you know what he meant. I don't give a shit. Oh, but it's close. I wouldn't give a damn. You didn't tell me he can say anything you want, but just because he got the track, y'all go there? Man, damn that shit. I don't got to go. That shit don't mean shit to me. Like I said, when turn around, don't be fun no more, I ain't doing it. I'm being real about it.
No.
I ain't doing it. No, I don't give a shit. It don't matter to me. I refuse. Sometimes your pride is more than anything else. Ain't nobody supposed to be turning around and be able to belittle you. I don't give a shit if they got more money than you or whatever. If you can't stand up and have a backbone, then you really ain't no fucking man. I'll be real. I'll just say it right now. So if ain't nobody like it, it is what it is. I'm just saying it straight
but
up.
But I'm going to be real right now for you to open up these damn mics. Everybody texting me.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to open up some of these mics because I see
I'm
everybody got... Okay. But I'm just saying straight out. Some shit is not to be said. Some things is.
I know what you're saying,
Joe. Yeah, but some things ain't to be, you know, certain things you just don't play with. And I'm being real. Everybody, this ain't no damn 1950s, 60s. What's hell with that shit? Man, everybody treated equal. Let's be real. Come on, man. That's how it's supposed to be.
Good report.
You know, you don't do that. I don't care who you are. Hey, just you know, if you don't get treated like the next man, I don't give a damn if that man turn around got a 6 second car and you coming in there with a 14 second car. You paid the same amount of money. I'll be damned. Don't treat me no different than that man. That's how it's supposed to be. But I hate to say it, we do we got picking favorites, and that's not cool. I don't see that. That's why I said when we got the anytime on one of these here grudge runs, I don't care who you are. If it's a grudge run, what did I say? Priority first, the grudge run. I don't give a when Cliffy and them came out that time and they had the race, everybody knew it was priority. They had to go out there and roll out in front. I don't care about that pro mod sitting there getting ready to want to make a pass. Hey, y'all heard what we said ahead of time. Priority is the grudge game. That was a grudge show. You cannot. I don't give a damn how much money you got. You ain't going before Cliffy and them. We shut it down. Let them pull out. Do what they got to do. Now you can run right behind them. That's it. That's how it goes. That's how it's supposed to be, you know. But, you know, I guess some people, you know, fall behind the damn thing. Certain people is just, you know, first, whatever. If you got to go through that, then you a second-class citizen. That's basically what you is. That's let's be real about it. Ain't nobody want to talk about it. Everybody's scared to say something about it. I don't give a damn. I say what I want to say. Ain't worried about it either. That's how I feel about it. And like I said, a lot of times it ain't about money. And same thing against I had somebody say something to me. No, Lion, Tigers, and Bears is not my show. Well, guess what? It's Larry T's. Larry T and them up there supporting that Larry T's track, and I support the man to his fullest. Whatever I can help him with, I'm going to do it. So Latavius, Pro Stock Joe got the show. Hey, I'll support them in a heartbeat. They want to turn around and try to help somebody out. Here's a grudge guy that turn around and give his I'm telling you, when I say he'll bend over backwards for you. And meanwhile, you'll go somewhere else that don't give you shit and treat you bad. So I'm going to step up to the plate. I don't want nothing, but I damn sure want to see them succeed. I want to see them come back and say, okay, there it is. They did it. So my hat is off for Pro Stock Joe, and my hat's off for the Tavis and trying to get that shit going. So that's what a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people think that you got to always get something coming in it. And Pro Stock Joe can get on here and vouch for it, and Latavius can go vouch for it. I got nothing to gain on it. All I do is want to see something good happen, especially when somebody turn around and treating you and doing you right. And they got a lot of shit they're giving away, too, just to let you know. So don't fool yourself about some bullshit. You go somewhere and they want to give you a glass of water. And meanwhile, you got somebody else out there giving you all kinds of shit. So basically, they giving out something. You guys need to turn around and start. They don't have to give it out. That's the thing about it. Our problem is they think that we have to do something. You don't have to. Anywhere else, they don't do anything else. They don't have to do it either. But they do, trying to make it even better, trying to make everybody come together. But, you know, divide and fall. So, you know what? And let me just tell everybody this. When you turn around and you stand, keep coming to somebody like that there and they treat you like shit, I'm sorry, you're going to keep getting treated like shit. When you start seeing that you turn around and going somewhere else, they'll try to change their ways. And that's what it's supposed to be. When they change their ways, then you do the right thing. But until then, I ain't got nothing for that. Y'all do what y'all got to do. I'm just being real about it. You know, ain't nobody, did they ever apologize to the man? Did they ever, let Gordo come on here and say it. Let one of them say what he said. Let him go out there and say, did he say ever say apology? He ain't say apology nothing. Gordo had to threaten him to go whoop his ass. So that's all to it. So it is what it is. Now, Island Dragway, I've been seeing them people over there trying to bend. Don't get me wrong. That's a good 8-mile track to me. Go 8 mile. I don't know about quarter, but 8 mile, I said good. Now, them people, she trying her best. She'll try anything, whatever. It's the same way when Sammy down there, he giving away food and everything else. I say support that man. Yeah, I say support it. He ain't got to give away no shit. I know Sammy went in the hole on some couple things. They don't even know. That's why I helped him out hook him one time, and I turned around and gave him the box one time. It didn't matter. I knew what he was doing. He was doing the right thing. He was trying to do the right thing. But people think that he's supposed to give it out. He ain't got to give out nothing. He lost money. So before you anybody talk like they want to be in somebody's pocket thinking they know something, and they don't know anything. So that's why I'll support anybody that's doing the right thing. I don't give a damn. So I'm going to open up a couple of mics because I'm going to be on talk to death, so I ain't going to stop nobody. When they doing it, God bless you. I hope you get your races off. Everybody do their right thing. But don't let nobody just run over you. So let me start opening up some of these mics because I know you just said so. Fat Albert, I'm going to do what you said. I see you keep texting me. Say, so I'm going to get in here. So let me go ahead and open these mics up. Yeah, it's that Fat Albert sending some texts. He talking some shit. 443-7200, your mic is open.
That's fine.
I come on here just to say,
ODB is looking for Cliffy July the 3rd. And whatever amount he wants to run for, I will audit by $500.
Oh.
Straight like that.
He said he wanted to run for zero. You want to audit by $500?
Yeah. hey, Long Island Joe.
No,
yes,
you just said it now, didn't
yes.
he? Hold on, did he just say
yep.
that? Did he not
yes,
say that?
That's what I said.
Okay, so he's going to put a dollar up. He's going to put a dollar up. Matter of fact, I'm going to lock that in for him. No, let me stop. I ain't going to
Hey, he said he didn't want to talk to Marcus. He wanted to talk.
Antoine, how the hell you come on this radio show and don't speak to Butchie Wood? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, listen, fuck Butchie Wood, goddammit.
Good man getting married, man. Leave that man alone.
Hey, Antoine. The feeling is mutual, so... Ain't no saving my game. The film is neutral. Fuck you, too.
Oh, man.
What's happening, Captain? Yes, sir. I come on. I'm locking ready. And DP
fuck
ready.
You, too,
for
starting the bullshit.
Hold on. That's my dog.
Antoine, I've been seeing you going out there on motor passes. I don't know what the hell going on there.
I'm only repeating what I hear. They say he's a little worried about Hassan, Joe. They hear a little worried.
He a little worried about Hassan?
Listen. Yeah, bro should get him.
Hey, I'm going to tell you how we're going to kill Hassan. Y'all know how you're supposed to kill a mosquito with a sledgehammer. That's how we're going to kill Hassan. That's how we're going to fuck about it.
Hold on. Marcus, I'm just letting you know. A damn mosquito! You go. By the time you swing that big ass sledgehammer, that mosquito gone. So
no,
don't let that motherfucker escape on your ass and go bite you in the neck.
We're gonna put a little peanut butter jelly there for him to be eating on, and we're gonna sledge his goddamn ass.
Hold on. I'm gonna read the text because he got the text too. I know he damn, boy. That man said, this is what he said. The mosquito gonna bite you in the lip. I said, oh, man. Fat Albie, you seen it, right? That's
hey,
messed up, bro.
Pete, I ain't gonna find
the
thing.
Oh, man.
Pee-wee, you shouldn't have sent us that text.
I ain't never seen no man worry about another man's lip. More than a woman in a day of my life. That's got to be a motherfucking hairstyle.
Pee-wee, cut that shit out. Pee-wee, stop sending me these things.
Wow.
I ain't never seen nobody like that.
Hold on. I'm going to put the man on the phone. Let me put this man on the phone right quick. 914-0471. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe?
What's going on, Dave?
What's that?
Hey, man. What's going on?
This is Mount Vernon Days.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Marcus. That's very disrespectful,
Marcus. Marcus over here.
Yeah, but I'm not gay, but that nigga got some pretty lips. Some pretty big ass lips.
Oh, my God. I'm back on mute, Joe. Hey, Joe, mute my mic.
Fat Albert. A couple of drinks in the club and the lights down low after midnight. I don't know.
All I gotta do
the next week, come on the show and say how good it was. Then y'all be wanting to take him out.
Oh, Lord,
yeah,
I'm not going to mute my mic, Joe.
I'm going to leave that
alone. I'm going to leave that between them two. I ain't getting in that.
I bet you every bottle in front of the bar be busted on top of his head. Now, tell him try. I bet you it is. Tell him try. Tell him try to see how sweet they is.
Tell us what else you did.
I mastered a couple of drinks, and I said, Joe, he said a couple of drinks after midnight. Good gracious. Yeah.
If I get in between them lips, it's going to take every bottle on that bar to get me off you.
Oh, Lord. Is this a prime talking show, Joe?
Oh, I got to leave that one alone. Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me open up another mic. Y'all messing up now.
Hey,
y'all
I'm going to let Dave go on that. I can't fuck with him. I can't fuck with him on that.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I'm getting texted. They say, Abba, what kind of show is this tonight? I agree with him. What kind of show is this tonight? Lord, I'm staying out of this one.
That man said a couple of drinks after midnight.
Good gracious,
almighty. Good. Willie Dog, he ain't even got no drink. Willie Dog will take him up on that off any day of the week.
Don't even mention Willie Dog name. He scared y'all to death last weekend.
Now we back to racing.
We having problems. But guess what?
Y'all don't test at no shows, so I know y'all wasn't testing, so y'all don't test at shows. You said that.
No.
That's your motto. That's your motto. Y'all don't test at shows.
Did you see any nitrous? Did you see any nitrous testing?
I didn't even see your car. We were showing her car.
Oh, you weren't going to see my car. My car don't come out until it's a bird action. Time to go to war.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, the blues over there this time. Pretty looking old.
Antoine, you better say something, Antoine. They dogging you, Antoine. You better say something.
What's
Mom's
up?
Trying back.
Hey,
no, what,
nobody,
no,
said, nobody said
no.
Nobody said nothing about Antoine. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Said,
nobody
man,
said nothing about Antoine.
No, I'm reading the text.
What did the text say?
Hold on. Let me get my phone again.
You know, I got tired today. I ain't go work today.
ODB did the right thing. Wait, I'm reading it, Twan. ODB did the right thing by putting it back in the trailer.
That must be by that sidewalk and sissy hairdresser. So what I'm gonna say is this: I'm gonna clear all this up right now.
Butch, you're too close on your mic.
So I'm gonna clear this up, Fat Arm. This is what happened.
What happened?
When Marcus came in with ODB, you know what I mean? He told him, you know, if ODB makes a good hit, we dead on his ass. It's just that simple.
Right. Okay.
So, I'm gonna be real. We made a change.
Mm-hmm.
The truck didn't react the way it's supposed to. That real simple. So we want to go ahead. We did something different, and went straight down Broadway. By then, you know what I mean. It was late night, and then they had a wreck with Big Hit Kenny's daughter.
So, you know what I mean.
We weren't gonna try. We weren't gonna try no gas or nothing like that. And that's what it was. But you know, Willie Dog came over and started talking his good old shit. Calling us bubble lip bitches and all types of stuff. And, you know, just all of a sudden, I noticed I smelled something stinking on my right shoulder. And come to find out, it was goddamn Tricky Ricky's arm was sitting right there on my right shoulder. And the next thing, you know, as soon as Wolf Dog started talking about it, goddamn it, he turns his back to Mellow Yellow facing us now and try like he's teaming up with Willie Dog. So, like I told him, God damn, it don't make no difference. If anybody's against Bad My Crew, God damn, you'll get right with them. So you'll sell your soul or sell your pussy just to be against the Bad My Crew. So now
ooh,
I see where you're at with it.
Damn. Yeah,
but,
hey, Marcus.
It wasn't Tricky Ricky that sent the text.
Well, I tell you what, though. The shoe fit. Listen, the shoe fit, so guess what? He got to wear that one.
Blow your mouth bad today. Your mouth bad
But you know, I had to jump on his ass, let him know too. God damn it, he ain't no damn bear. The reason why he keeps up on big tires or small tires is because he's ducking racing.
Is the truck gonna be ready a week after next? That's all I want to hear. Is he gonna be ready to go?
So Hassan's backwards, man.
Hey, and Fat Arm, I'm gonna be real. The damn truck could stumble and I still go across his ass. Man, I'm not worried about no damn Hassan.
Okay. Good report.
You think he actually would let Hassan get a victory over us or at least get punked out? Come on, man.
I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I can tell you my secret, what I be doing, but guess what? He done fucked up. And trust me, I will read the break whether I take left lane or right lane because I got lane choice. Just know I'm not. Yep. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about him at all. The only thing I'm worried about is him crashing the ODB. That's the only goddamn thing I'm worried about.
Antoine, he can't do that because you're going to be in front of him as soon as he cut the button.
I'm going to be in front of him. Hey, listen. Hey, Fat Albert, as soon as I get in front of him, I'm going to pull the parachute, let that bitch drag all the way down the track.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. I got another text. It was, here it goes.
Man, Antoine did.
Antoine.
Hey, look. No, it says, how my, he keeps my name when I said nothing about him. I'm on mute, though.
Hey, listen. The shoe fits, man, so he got a word.
We know he didn't want to send the text message. We know
I told y'all it wasn't him. I said it wasn't Tricky Ricky. Y'all assumed it was Tricky Ricky.
And listen, I'm going to tell you right up. All right, the shoe fit, so he got word. Fuck him.
All right, so how about this? Was it Derek Fitterman? Was it that? Did it say Derek Fitterman?
No, it did not. It did not.
Yeah.
But,
I
might need to call Hassan, get him on this show. He never come on here.
Well,
to
I want you to do, Fat Albert. This is real.
I ain't going to call.
For anybody on this show who likes Hassan, please hit the one button right now. I'm covering all bets right now on this show.
Giving odds?
Yes.
Are you giving
odds? Yes. Yes, we will.
I'm the general.
Who you are? Yes.
Hey. General,
who you are? Yes. And listen, they fuck around. You might get a 4-1 odds. Keep fucking around.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Might get a 4-1 odds. I'm trying to tell you.
That
like, this is not like.
Oh, Lord.
I'm being real.
Hey.
I'm saying this in the humblest way. I'm not worried about it.
4-1.
Hey, you remember what Joe said, right?
I'm going to open up 50 grand, Mike. 50 grand, your mic is open because I see you trying to call.
Antoine and Hassan are the first two go on the track. Yeah,
got a lot of static in the background, 50.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you opened my mic. I was calling you to open it.
Yeah, you got a lot of static. Okay.
What's up, 50 grand? What's going on, fellas? How's it going?
All right, everything's going on. We just started locking a couple
shaky motherfuckers. I was on when y'all asked Pee Wee, was he going to raise? Well, I get my mic unmuted. But I like Pee Wee over Howie. Anybody? Anybody? And y'all said
because
Shot Dog is driving, it make a difference. I got Pee Wee. And I'm betting 500. I ain't betting no peanuts no more. I ain't no peanut man no more. Fuck it.
Fat Albert, you said. Go ahead, Fat Albert. Fat Albert. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
Open his mic.
Hey, Joe, unmute him, Joe. I can't hear him.
Hey, I know how you can get Fat Albert back on the phone. Hey,
how
hey,
you doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh,
Fat Albert, listen, act.
I can't believe that.
That's
hey,
right.
This is what I got to tell. Now, on July 3rd, you got to run Weeby, ain't you, Marcus?
Yes, sir. Me and Weeby going in the battle.
Heads up. He ain't got to give you nothing this time. Hold up. He ain't got to give you nothing this time, right?
All he got to do is give me his money when I turn that wind light on. That's all he got to do is give me. That's all he got to do.
Is y'all giving odds on that one, too?
No, ain't no odds. We still got the odds bet when we locked it in.
I'm just saying. Y'all been giving odds lately. I figured, you know, y'all giving odds on that, too.
I tell you what. I bet you $100 he won't put face on Sweet and Low. How about that?
I think it's gonna be whoever moves first gonna be the winner. That's what I think.
Well, then you already know who it is.
I mean,
you already know who's gonna win.
He never gonna win then.
No, I'm just saying. I think that's what's gonna be on this race. It's gonna be whoever moves first.
I mean, we got his shit together now. I ain't gonna stunt. You know what I mean? He got his shit together.
So, hold on.
But,
so if that's the case, if you move first, is you gonna gap him?
If I move first, I'm pulling the suit in his face. I'm putting you like that.
I'm saying, is you gonna gap him? Yes or no? Just bet me is you gonna gap him? That's all I wanna know.
If you see these feet, folks, pay the money. That's all I'm saying. When you see this,
I'm just saying, no. I'm saying, is you betting on the gap if you move first?
No, I'm betting that Weezy don't gap me. That's all I'm betting on.
Hey,
but
Joe,
how about you move first?
His mic.
Huh?
Fat Iverson opened his mic.
Fat Iverson opened his mic.
What the hell are you doing, dropping off? It must have had a lot lizard over there.
Yeah, that lot lizard hit the button. She hit the red button, baby. I told her to keep her goddamn feet right. All right, go ahead, Joe. I'm back on.
All right, so, I ain't going to bet on that one. I don't like that bet. I ain't going to bet on that one. I don't like that one.
Hey, Joe, I tell you what. I'm going to keep it all the way G, right? You come see me 10 minutes before we go on the beam. I'm going to be already in the zone. And if you say any type of crazy, disrespectful stuff to me about Weezy, I'm going to lock you in for $100. I'm saying that right now.
Okay. You ain't got to say it. Listen, hold up. You ain't got to say nothing right now. I like Weezy anyhow for the $100.
Lock.
Now, I'll say something disrespectful to you right now.
Lock. Uh-oh. Now lock that in.
Did you hear it? Fat Albert, you got it, right?
Yeah. You take it. Yeah, Mark.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Y'all said 200. Right?
Yes.
So Mark is gonna be 100, and you 100, Antoine.
Yes. Yes.
Is that how it's going?
That's fine. Yes, that's fine.
That's how it's going. Yeah.
Or you can do it.
Or you can do it
two apiece. It'll make no difference. It's locked.
No, we're gonna keep it like that. We're gonna keep it like that, Antoine. We ain't going to get too
disrespectful.
No, what did you say, Twan?
Did he not say that, Fat Albert? Yes or no? I'm telling you, I thought I heard something.
Hey, Twan, watch this. I tell you what, since you like him, I got another 100 cents he pulls a shoot in his face.
Oh, yep.
I got that bet. I'll bet you on that.
Hold on, Joe. Listen how he said it now.
I ain't talking about no damn chick going all the way to the end and then turning to go up to the finish line and then try to pull it off on him. I'm talking about at the finish line, you got to fuck
him. The man sounds definitely sweet. All right,
so look. Joe, you got 100 with Marcus and you got 100 Antoine. Then Antoine betted you 100 that he pulled a shoot and Weeby face before the finish line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bet.
Antoine,
okay, that's
locked. Bet. Now, hey, if Antoine, if he red light it, that means you lose on both.
No, that's right. How that works?
You're right. That's fine. Yeah, if whoever red lights,
hold up.
Then let's bet another 100, Marcus Lee first.
I don't like that one. I'll keep it the other way. I've already got $300 out there. I'll bet $300 on Weezy like this.
Good report.
Don't bet on Weezy like that.
Hey, make sure you set Weezy's his blood count before we go out there because I don't want him to pass out on the top side after I'm
finished. He ain't going to be drinking when he races you. Y'all ain't gonna get him drunk before he get in there. Not with me there.
I'm still trying to spend my 500 that day.
Oh,
I'm still trying to spend my 500.
I said, make sure you got some blood count. Make sure he's okay. He's gonna pass out. That man gonna pass out when that shoot comes in the face.
You ain't gonna bet no less than 500.
And Long Island Joe.
I tell you what
I do. Listen to me carefully. I'll take the back tire and the brake from Weeby Cooper in his blue car, or I run his other stop block car and hit the fuck up.
It's white now, Antoine. His car white. He don't painted it.
I take the back tire and the brake from the white car, or I would run his street car, the stop block street car. He's been trying to call me out. I'll run him head up for his much.
Yes, sir. I don't know nothing about that. I can't talk on that one. But let me open up a couple of mics. I bet on the ones I told you I bet on. You got that down, Fat Albert, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, boy. Let me tell you something. Boy, New York money is sweet, boy. Yes, Lord.
It is sweet.
Oh, Lord. You said guy from New York money is sweet.
Nice and crisp on it, too. Nice and crisp.
Hey, you know, it's a lot of the New York guys on the phone right now. Y'all talking like that, man. That's very disrespectful.
Well, hold on.
Hey,
I'm opening up a mic. Let me open up this mic for them right now. 516-8592. Your mic is open.
I'm the new Bad Mouth Crew cousin.
Oh, yeah. We got to tell y'all that.
Oh, that's Lorraine.
We got to tell y'all that.
That's Lorraine.
Yeah,
we got to tell y'all we got a new cousin in town. It's called the Lock Liver, goddamn it.
So y'all, don't tell me y'all don't win teammates so you can't run each other now. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me no shit like that. Did you hear that album?
I saw the post talking about they adopted me. I'm like, oh, Lord. I tell you what I do.
I only did that because I literally got 7 or 8 people try to lock me in for their weekend coming up. And they already seen I got 4 races already locked in.
No, I did. I seen you got a lot of lock in. I ain't going to lie to you. You got a lot of lock in.
So, Bill, what do you think about that, Bill? What do you think about that? Why 10 people come at the same man that already got 4 or 5 races, but they ain't trying to race anybody else? What do you think about that? I think that's a good topic.
Hey, I tell you what, I think out of all my races, I'm gonna get 2 punk outs at least. When I make one shake,
good.
I'm gonna make one shake now, and I bet you I'm gonna get at least 2 punk outs.
Hold on. We gotta put some names on. Who you think you get the punk outs from?
Well, I already know that Kale's and them and that Mustang gonna be the punk out, and I think What's that called? CJ, whatever they got, they're going to give me punk out too. They think it's sweet.
Little baby. Are you talking about little baby?
No, he's talking about Precious. No, CJ ain't give it out. CJ ain't going to give out no punk out. You can hang that up. CJ ain't giving no punk. CJ going out there.
Well, you know, I hope he don't, Joe. I really hope he don't.
CJ going to run you.
I tell you what, Joe, you want to bet some money on that race too?
Huh?
Oh. You want to bet some money on that race too?
Who? How they got to do it? Just tell me. How they gonna do it? Just tell me how they doing.
Straight up.
Tell me how they doing.
I like LeRon for $100. Straight
tell
up.
Me how they doing it first. Tell me how they doing it.
It's head up.
Which car?
Lot Lizard.
Oh, you running Lot Lizard. Heads up.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I thought you were supposed to run the truck.
LeRon.
Hold on, LeRon. You know what? Only reason why I'm just saying, I ain't gonna blow no cover, but I don't know how y'all did that shit heads up, but whatever.
Don't say nothing. Listen.
I ain't saying nothing.
Joe, listen.
And,
they called
and,
you out.
And Bo Wacky is running.
I'm locked in with Buckwheat. The truck with Buckwheat.
We're gonna cut his motherfucking hair off, man. We're gonna cut his hair off.
That'll be a damn good race. Hey, Fado, I think you like Buckwheat. How much you
want
to bet?
Hey, Fado, I think you want to bet. I'm on the mic. I ain't going to be there. Damn, that came out.
Yeah, damn.
Hold on, but I bet you $50 that CJ gonna run you though.
That's a bet. I bet you
$50 CJ gonna run you. CJ ain't backing down.
Hey, you know what, Joe? Hey, it's locked, but guess what? It's gonna be his $50 I'm paying you with.
Hey, Joe, hold on. Joe, he said lock on that
$50
now. LeRon said lock.
Yeah, he said it's a lock. Okay. I'm betting that 50, CJ going to run him. Matter of fact, you know how I'm going to do it? So I'm going to do it like this here. I'm going to bet you $50 that CJ run him and $50 CJ win. How about that? So we do 100.
I'll take a
I'll take 100, please. Yes.
No. Did you want to do it the same way that I just did with LaRon?
No. Well, I bet 100.
No, I did. That's how I bet.
Oh, shit.
You got it right, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Fat Albert, you got it written down?
$300,
yes.
$100 that he don't pay punk out, $100 on the win, and $100 LeBron said he gapping.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Lord, I mean.
Now I'm about to be disrespectful just cause God dang on Mr. Justice.
I see why bad mouth crew adopted him. Good God, that boy.
And you know what? I'm about to be like Marcus. I want to bet on the tree too.
Oh,
yeah, bet on the tree too.
Another hundred?
Oh, I can't bet on that. My man, he getting married, you know. He gets married. I just want to make sure you want a little security on this money. He's going
to
run right behind.
Tell the princess to call in to go ahead and bet some more money.
Antoine, we let
LeBron deal with that. You know what I mean? We're going to be on the back on that side. We got to do it.
Absolutely.
I see why they adopted him, Joe. I see why Bad Mouth Crew adopted him.
Hold on, wait.
That
but just tell me something. You know what happens sometimes when you mess around, you adopt them, and then they're badass kids. You send them back, right? What's going to happen if he leaves? You know they're going to kick him out.
One thing about us, we loyal to ours.
LeBron, we're going to find out. I'm just letting you know. If you lose, they're going to drop you like a hot potato.
Hey, guess what? You know what?
LeBron, they're going to drop you like a hot potato.
Since you said that, we're going to the fucking track in the north with LeBron. Since you said that. Now, what you want to do?
What are you doing?
We're coming up north now with LeBron when he go up north.
I won't be there the 25th. I'll be in Florida, you remember?
I'll be there with my grandkids. Hold up. Watch this, LeBron. What you want to do on motor with Lot Lizard then? What you want to do motor to motor with Lot Lizard?
And I can't run no damn
rookie,
big block. You know damn well my small block can't run no damn big block. Cut that out.
Stop it.
I can't run no damn big block.
No. Hey Joe,
Hold up. I'm sorry, I ain't meant to say that. Hold on. The truck.
You want to run the truck?
Take that juice off. I'll try you out.
Well, we can do that then. When you want to do it?
We'll do it the third. We'll do the third.
I ain't gonna be there the third.
You ain't gonna make it the third?
You ain't gonna be able to make it, LeBron the third?
I gotta take my kids to the beach.
Okay.
There's a beach right around the corner. That's why it's called Colonial Beach.
Hold on.
Have y'all ever been over there on that side over there? A lot of people don't know.
You get the motel right over there because you walk right onto the beach.
I don't know if anybody ever knew about that.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you, for real.
You ain't never been over there for real, LeBron? You better go over there and check it out. A lot of people don't know nothing about that. You're swept down. You somewhere you ain't never been at. That's nice. I was surprised.
Antoine, we're going to have to check it out the weekend of July. Matter of fact, we're going to have a party on the beach.
I'm going to tell you what to do. When you go to Lion, Tigers, and Bears, no bullshit. Go around the corner there and go right over. Man, they ride the golf carts down the road down through there. As soon as you come out the room, you go straight to the water. Straight to the water.
Hey, Mark, the thing is right on it. They got white sand everywhere.
I'm telling you, it's really nice. A lot of people don't know it. That's where we stay at every time.
We don't stay over there in the other part.
I just didn't want to tell everybody because they took my damn spot.
Hey, Joe, what day you picking?
Huh?
What day you want to pick? We do motor to motor. I understand.
July 3rd, I'll be ready.
A day after that.
I tell you what, we'll stay y'all two for hot.
Yes, sir. When it's nice and cool, we can do it in August.
We can go after dark, too. I'll be there August.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, Joe, we can lock that in motor to motor.
All right, I'll try it. I'll go for it. What, we going quarter?
Hell no.
Joe is all.
No, no, I just wonder. That's why I normally go at it. That damn Marcus probably told him don't go quarter.
Man, I ain't tell him nothing, man.
All right, I'm gonna hang that one up because I got a lot of stacks on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me get. I got one more to go.
Be
hit. No, two
Joe.
More.
All right, I'm back.
Hold on,
Fed.
Hey, Joe, to go off what you said earlier about the my race is an echo, the track go hot at 10. So I got Jazzy at 10 o'clock. I got Jazzy at 10. I got Darren at 12. Who else I got?
You supposed to have Jason. When you supposed to have him?
Who? Jason and I'm is at 4. No, Jason and I'm is at 2, and OG Bobby's at 4. Everybody's 2 hours apart.
I see why. Good Lord.
So, what are the races you think gonna pay Punk out?
From up there?
Yeah.
I don't think Jazzy going out there. Cause he know the back tire. He said that's not enough. So I don't think he going out there. Cause he said he ain't put that up. So Jazzy ain't going out there. Everybody want to see Lil Man, Lil Turbo car run. I'm gonna try him. I don't give a fuck about that Turbo. I'm gonna see how Drew and them run. I got them where I want them. And then OG Bobby.
You gonna see how they run first? You gotta see how Drew and them gonna run.
Hell, I'm not worried about how they run. One thing I've learned. We racing at. Well, I got them at 2 o'clock. What is the hottest time of the day?
Yeah.
About 5 o'clock.
2 o'clock, 12 to 2 is
going to
be hot.
Okay.
Between 4 to 5 is the hottest.
Okay, well, it was almost the hottest time, Fat Albert.
2 o'clock. Just that's what you want me to say.
All right. How do motor cars run in the heat?
Yeah. Better than nitrous cars. They run better than nitrous cars.
Yeah. Stop that shit.
All right.
You know that nitrous car ain't got to worry about the heat. The motor car got to worry about the heat.
That's what I'm saying. Motor cars don't have to worry about the heat.
No, the motor cars
got
to
worry
about
the heat. Motor cars got to worry about the heat.
Panky and Anthony.
So Joe,
hold on. Are you gonna be betting those same way like you want to bet that 100?
Well, what?
What are you looking for?
You gonna bet that 100?
Nah, I know they going out there. They don't care what it is. They going out. That's one crew.
Okay,
that's
then
one
how about the 100? How about the 100 on the win and $100 on the gas?
I bet 100 on the win. I don't know about the gas. I don't know yet. I gotta see. I might. Hey, Joe. I tell you what. When it get closer, we probably get that.
When we get closer.
Yeah, when it get closer, we probably get. But we could bet $100. We could bet $100 on the race.
Nah. I bet harder on that car. I'm just being real about it. $500-$600. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, well, Joe, if you want to bet $500, we can.
Lance come by here every day, but he got a new Tahoe. He don't even drive. I haven't seen the Cadillac in a while.
Hey Dave, your mic is over.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
If you want to bet $500 on that race, we can.
Okay, it's a lock. It's a lock with me and you.
All right, y'all. Hey, Fat Abbey, you can write that down.
Fat Abbey, write that
down.
What is it? I'm betting on 10-5 Drew against the Nova for 500.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Now, where your half brothers at? Where they at?
It's going to be an upset.
Which one? Juan. Yo. There you go, one of them.
Listen, I'm over here ordering the grill for next weekend. I told you I'm cooking pulled pork and stuff next weekend, Dago.
Oh. Lord, who texting me now? They say you're going to be grilling the whole time after Hassan finishes with your...
He might jump on the grill himself.
Put a name on it. Tell him bet some money. Tell him come on here open. He might bet some money. Don't talk me deaf.
Oh,
That's the money.
Oh, let me take
the same way I told him on Pro Stock Show, we can run for 200 or 2,000. Tell him I said, get it up. Straight like
that. Man, call Hassan up. Call Hassan up. Call him up.
Now, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Hassan. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me open up this mic to this. Let me make sure, because this guy was waiting. Let me make sure I got his mic open. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on now?
I can't call it.
Yeah.
Just listening to y'all crack going at it, you know. Just
well,
listening,
hopefully
they,
the races go off. I'm, that's what I'll say. I just want to see them go off. You know,
I think they're
going to
go off. I think they're going to go off. I honestly do.
Well, and one, I figured I know CJ gonna go off, so I got that quick 100 right there. But then
you lost it right there.
Antoine
on
definitely
the
ain't gonna gap him. Antoine ain't gonna gap him. I mean, not Antoine. I'm sorry, LaRon ain't gonna gap him. So that's another 100 there for me. And then Antoine might. I mean, LaRon ain't gonna cross the line first. So that's another 100. So shit, I'm looking pretty good over there. Shit. LaRon, you want to put another couple $100 on something?
What you want, Joe?
Let's go ahead. I'm going to go 100. Hold on. Is my Fat Albert on here or no?
Yeah,
we got to make sure we got it in. Okay, so right now we got $100 on the – we got $100 down the race, right? Right? $100 on the gap. And what was the other 100? That he ain't going out there?
Yeah.
So basically, $300
y'all got.
Yeah.
On the pressure.
Let's go ahead. Let's
see. I'll
put another $100 that you can't gap him. That's one. All right.
Now you already got that.
I'll put another
$100.
I'm gonna make it $200 now. I'm gonna make another $100 that you don't even win.
You already got that already. You already got that.
No,
right?
I'm adding on another $100, so it's gonna be we gonna have a $100 for that. He's gonna go out there to race. Then we're gonna have $200 that he's gonna turn the wind light on, and then $200 he's gonna that LaRon ain't gonna gap.
So, yeah. So you want a $500
bet? So that'd be $500. That's good.
That's a $500 bet.
$500 bet, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, you got that one down, Fat Albert.
All right, so it's $200 on the win, $200 he won't gap him, and $100 on he's gonna pay Punk out.
Yeah. $100 that. $100 that, yeah, they don't, he going out there. That CJ going
right,
out there.
Right, okay. I got it, Joe. I got it.
All right,
well, it's $500.
Uh-huh.
Where his brothers at, Joe? His brothers got quiet. Where
I'm right here.
Where
I'm being friends.
Oh, there they go.
I told Joe about $100 on the race. I just told him.
Listen, that dog is not, listen. LaRon money sweet, so I like LaRon money.
Oh, shit. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Come on, LaRon.
LaRon, I know you ain't going to take that. He said you're LaRon, buddy.
Hold on, y'all. I got to open this mic and hold up, y'all. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
Hello.
240-6753. Your mic is open.
Yeah, LaRon, what you doing?
Who the hell is that?
Oh, shit.
I'm betting 250, you don't got me.
Who is that?
I got 250, you don't got me. That's who it is.
Sound like Jazzy. Ain't that Jazzy?
Then I got a hundred on the race for your two little sisters. I mean, cheerleaders. I mean, you know, crew.
Say that again?
They have brothers.
I got $100 apiece for your two little cheerleaders or sisters or crew, whoever you got on your side.
How much are you running for again?
You ain't got to do it. We all locked that in the lanes. That ain't nothing. We'll run it up. It's not.
Hey,
No. We want to hear. I want to hear LaRon go ahead and tell him what he said. LaRon, is that okay with you?
Yeah,
yeah,
I guess
the number's not okay. What we already talked about.
Yeah, that's on me.
Okay, but now I want to bet $250 that you don't got.
You want me to say it again? That is fine with me.
No, no,
oh,
that's
oh,
fine.
Yeah,
hold on.
You gotta say, all
things.
You gotta say is lock. He said,
Listen,
let me say it again. You listening? Pay attention. Clean your ears out. If that's CJ, me and you, that is a bet. That is a bet. Yes, that is a bet.
No, all right,
you got that down, Fat Out.
What else you want me to say? You want me to hold your hand too?
I'm not DP for this gap thing. No, you're gonna just be DP for this here gap thing right now.
Well,
yeah,
I got you all down, Joe. You got $500.
No. CJ and him wanna do this here lock in for a gap, that $250 that he ain't gonna gap, CJ.
Go in the house for a minute, huh?
Okay, all right. But that's good.
That's a lock, right?
LeBron said
CJ says a lock on his. LeBron, you said it's a lock,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that's 250.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm gonna have a good 4th of July.
Wait a minute, hold on. But CJ also said he got 100 apiece with his two sad silly brothers. I heard something like that. It got quiet, Joe. I don't hear the brothers no more. Oh shit.
Hey, listen, it's locked on my end.
CJ, any other side bet you got, you come to our trailer. Come to my trailer. Everybody get covered with your call.
You got it.
Oh, shit.
You definitely got it.
Lord.
You might be the one and only, but you got it.
You might not. You might think something. I'm going to show you something different.
Listen, I got to go back to work, but I'm going to tell you like I've been telling the rest of them. It's going to be a movie.
Hey, listen, when you at work, tell them you're going to need more hours after next week.
Oh, no, I'm working for myself. It ain't no extra hours. This is what I do, so you that shit out the window there.
I'm just saying, I was going to say, request more hours for a little bit of overtime.
Man,
it won't hurt. Don't need to do that.
Don't worry. You can find out. I like you, though. You got a lot of confidence. And you willing to go out there.
Oh yeah, man. I've been willing to go out there. I was willing to go out there with the truck, but you know, my car, showed me something. So I want you.
I don't know. It's all good. You got a better chance probably with the truck. Cause I think that bitch faster than the car anyway.
You think so?
I'm glad you think so.
That's why I'm betting on everything that you got.
Back to that tree shit. It ain't gonna be no tree because we ain't getting no fix.
I got $100. If somebody could record it, and I bet you my
dollar.
Nah,
it ain't gonna be no discrepancy over that. I thought so. Man, listen to that. Always remember this: the wind light on the other end.
Yeah, and now it's gonna be on.
Okay.
It's gonna be on the wrong side of you, LeBron. That's all.
He just
don't know what he done got himself into.
Nah, you just don't know. You just stepped in some shit you ain't want to get in.
Get off of this. Nah, I was sitting back waiting anyway. You see where I'm coming from?
Okay. I'm glad you're waiting.
Well,
I'll see you at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Pressure is on.
Hey, Joe, the sad thing about it,
that bitch locked and loaded, ready to go.
Mine's sitting in the garage. I ain't even got locked in there. Mine's sitting in the garage. What's up, Joe?
LeRod, you know what they say, right?
Come here. I don't know. I don't want to know neither.
Pressure bust pipe. I'm just letting you know.
Not these type of pipes I got.
Well, I'm gonna make some vines up there. Mine will be sitting up there nice and pretty. My money be right there inside either CJ hands or what's in their hands right away.
It don't matter, Joe, my hand will be out to collect it. I don't matter who you give it to.
Look, hey, I'm gonna tell Latavius to shut the whole damn track down for a second after that race and play Diana Ross's song. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. He was touching your damn hand, taking no money from your ass. Shut it down. Yeah, everybody for Lamont going home early today. Shit, he got to get the hell out of here.
Hey, Joe, listen, I'm about to get out of there when I got everybody money. I'm going to need an escort out of there. So you're right, I might leave early, but they lock me in the track.
Nah, we're going to see. I can't wait. So we, that Drew money, me and Drew, that Drew race is 500, me and you. We definitely
yeah, that's for July
five.
25th. Yeah, that's for the 25th.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
No, we definitely locked in with all this. You know, just Drew. We
Yeah. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm good. I like betting.
Oh, yeah, I know
so.
It. Oh, yeah.
I like betting. I don't mind.
Hey,
if I lose, I lose. But I think I'm going to have a good time with some money.
You think so? I mean, I'll let you hold it until the next race if you want.
No. I'm going to keep taking it. I'm going to keep taking it. That's all.
Hey, I'm going to say just hold it, Joe. Just hold it. I don't need it right now.
Nah,
I got all these other folk money. I got all these other folk money, Joe. Just hold it.
You'll see. We'll see. I like them bets. But yeah,
appreciate
hold
it.
On a second. Let me open up these other mics. These guys hit me again. 973-4542. Your mic is open. 973-4542. All right, I'm going to hang that one up. They must hit the one button by mistake. All right, let me open up next mic.
Hey, Joe, I locked in another guy from New York. What's his name, Darren? With that Regal, I think.
Swizzle.
Yeah, I just locked him in for the 25th with the truck.
Yeah, I seen that. Okay.
You like Swizzle, too?
I said,
Joe, the man asked you a question. He didn't ask for you to laugh. He asked you a question.
I said, I ain't saying all that. I just said, I ain't saying all that, but, you know, wait. I just want to make sure Swizzle gets some data on this car. I might go with Swizzle. I think I'm going to go with the home team. We might see. Wait, hold up. I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to. I mean, I bet I think I can win. That's all. I ain't going to lie. I'll tell you straight out. So we'll see. Hold on a second.
That's
open
how
up
you
got to
bet, though.
Yeah.
You
got to
bet where you think you're going to win at.
Yeah. I ain't going to bet with the one I think I'm going to lose. Definitely. But 718-9595, your mic is open. 718-9595, your mic is open. They hitting one button and ain't talking.
Everybody don't even know their number, Joe.
He said, what's up, Joe? Joe, he said, what's up?
Who are you speaking to? Who are you speaking to? Now we can hear you.
I was talking to you, Joe.
What's going on, Joe?
Uh-oh.
Now,
hold
on now. Who are we speaking to?
Wait a minute. Somebody calling
the
me. Uh-oh.
This is the crew chief, Little Butch. This Little Butch.
Okay, what's going on now?
What's going on?
Nothing at all. What you got going on?
Nah, just listening.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be some good stuff. Everybody seem like they're ready to bet, so. Yes,
hello.
Yes, sir.
Frank Joe, the driver of grocery getter, the manager himself, he's on the phone.
Oh shoot.
He said, "Wait a minute."
Hold on one second, Phil. You got to introduce me the right way.
Introducing the right way, Lord. Introducing the driver of grocery getter, the one and only, the manager.
Lord Dick.
Hassan,
let's raise the bet. 200 or 2,000 or better. Don't talk me down. What's up?
Hold on.
First of all, I want to say thank you.
Don't talk me down. I'm here for
feedback. Come on, he got to do his testimony first. You can't do that. Let the man speak. Let him do his testimony.
Fuck his testimony.
Go tell your testimony.
He's been on go live for 39 days.
But, come on, now. Let's do a testimony. He wants to thank everybody first. Go ahead.
First, I want to thank Log Out and Joe for bringing me on the show. Thanks for Fed Out for bringing me on the show. I want to thank Pee Wee for giving me the opportunity
to
showcase.
Shit.
No, let him speak. He allowed to speak. Come on now, let him speak. Leave that man alone. Go ahead, Kazan. Go ahead.
Also, I want to thank Pee Wee for giving me a chance, the opportunity to showcase my talent. And I also want to give thanks to Team Solo and Death Row for letting me bring this good grudge event to his event, Lion Tigers and Bears. No,
you mean
other.
Grudge race, goddamn.
You know?
Grudge race, not grudge
so,
event. Come on.
Thank y'all. And thanks to my fans for listening to me. And what's going on, Joe?
We don't like you.
Hey, wait, Hassan. You forgot to thank one more thing. Tell them you thank them damn haters for thinking that you ain't going out there. Tell them that.
I want to also say thanks to my haters for making me better. You know, keep watching.
Hey, Joe.
Keep
there
on
you
haters.
Go.
Hey, Joe.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll bet you $200 you don't go out there, Joe. One thing they say,
Joe, if you don't got haters, you don't got fans.
There you go.
Hold on.
Say that again. Say it again, Hassan. Say it again.
If you don't
think that's gonna hurt
you,
say it again.
Don't got haters, you don't got fans.
So you're trying to tell me that. Hold on, wait. We're gonna say this here. So your number one fan is Antoine, right?
Exactly. That's my number one fan. But Joe,
Joe, let him go. He wants his show.
Let me tell you something, Joe. He comes down. They come down the beach. They came on the beach last week, and Marcus tested the truck. Truck weak as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Weak as a motherfucker. If that's what they're gonna do, that's what the truck was. Then you know, he got to come better than that. He got to come better than that fucking week.
But what you gonna do? What you gonna do with a weak truck like that beat the fuck out of you? So how weak is you gonna be there? Tell the people that.
Hey, listen. How can a truck like that run the slowest that motherfucker ran down the beach last week? And ask for a parachute. The motherfucking parachute gonna drag on the ground.
Hey. Hold up. Listen to me. Hey, Joe, how about this then? Let's do a two race deal. We all locked in for Lion Tiger Bears. Win, lose, or draw, run it back at motherfucker July the 3rd then, motherfucker. Talk to me. Now.
Because your mouth bad. Won't you drive ODB on Molly and give Pee Wee the mother, and my Pee Wee here the fuck up Molly than mouth? Let's switch this up. Because Antoine mouth bad. Antoine
some
of them, he can get behind
ODB.
Joe, listen.
He can already tell you he's going to give you something sweet.
Hit me up. I already talked to Pee Wee, right? So Pee Wee told me, gave me this message to give to Antoine. Antoine told me he'll spray ODB. Pee Wee said, let it be on the bus, on the run him here the fuck up. Pee Wee said, he promised you he'll get me for the 3:30. How about that, Mouse?
On the bus,
Pee Wee told me to tell you he'll get me for the 3:30.
Okay, hold on. Let Antoine speak. Let's see what he got to say.
Can I say one thing, please? Pee Wee said he's going to fuck up. If he don't get me before the 3:30, you win the whole pack.
Bet.
You must drive, Antoine.
Listen, for July 3rd, you talk too much. Listen, you talk too much. Listen, this is what I do for you. Now call Pee Wee when I tell you this. I run him head up motor to motor. If he runs me gas to gas, he got the 1-1 1-hour average. Now talk to me.
Are you
gas
driving?
To gas.
Are you driving?
He got the 1-1 gas to gas. No, man, shut the hell up. Are you gonna be, are you a man or you a female?
No,
he got
no,
it's
the only bus owner.
He's
the owner of your shit.
I don't
listen, the owner
I
your
just
shit.
Said I ran listen.
I
you're not listening. I will run him motor to motor with
you.
Me. Yo, would you listen, you dumb motherfucker? I will drive versus TV motor to motor. 1 hour next, dumb motherfucker. We'll run gas to gas. He got
no.
the 1-1.
How do you get Pee Wee on this show? How do you get Pee Wee on with the phone number? How do you do that?
Call him.
You gotta call him.
I'm gonna call him right now. Hold on. I'm gonna call him right now.
Let's get it locked. 1,000 or better. Let's get it locked. 1,000 or better.
Antoine.
Must lock both right
there.
Antoine.
Listen. This motherfucker got a race car mouth with a bus ticket asshole. We gonna turn a furnace goddamn ass.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. This got a race car mouth with a bus ticket asshole. Not right now.
Damn. Nah, he said call me back. But go ahead. What you saying?
While you were gone, they said you got a race car mouth.
It doesn't matter though. First of all, you know, Antoine, he's gonna retire after I fuck him up June 19th.
Wow. He's
gonna retire. Hold on. I got somebody coming on. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit. Oh. That must be Pee Wee.
I'm waiting on it. And they can't bet enough on either race.
Come call you right back.
What's your line anyway?
Zeus.
Oh, that's Zeus? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Hey. Hold on. I'm getting Zeus from this motherfucker. Hold on. Hey.
Oh, boy, Joe. Man, hurry up, man. I'm finishing up.
Hey, your mic is
open. Hold on. Zeus was just calling me. Hold on.
Okay. But we're waiting on you.
Oh, Lord.
Man, what you have? I'm at the racetrack trying to cross this shit up.
A race car mouth, but a bus ticket. What do you say, Joe? A bus ticket
asshole. Yes, you heard right.
A bus ticket asshole. You heard it.
Why the phone? Why the phone say on hold though? Why I say that?
Because you
got to put your
on hold. I lied. You got to be the dumbest motherfucker. Text, you think you can gonna beat
text
me? You can't
number.
Text telephone.
Wait a minute. Do I got? I don't think I got Zeus number.
I'll call you back.
I want to thank all the bus drivers who drive them yellow short school buses.
Hey, fam. How the hell you get somebody on the show?
I called you. You called me, and I just
no. I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying to get Pee Wee on. It just keeps saying hold.
Tell Pee Wee call my phone.
Pee Wee, have your number?
Well, I will give it to him.
All right.
Backline Susan, you call him any other time about trying to get out this race, motherfucker. Come on with it.
He ain't trying to get out the race, Antoine. He said he's gonna go on you.
Yes,
he's gonna show you.
Man, listen. He's trying to move the time, man. Motherfucker,
yeah,
go to the race and try to move it. Yo,
I'm gonna call your phone. Ben, you gonna give me your phone number?
The way you were talking earlier about Lyft, you ain't getting my number.
You told him to call your phone, then you gonna give me your number. That's what you just said.
Oh, dang. I told him to give him my number. He said, did he have my number? I said, no, well, give it to him.
No, you said, tell him to call me, then I'll give him my number.
Oh, well, I might have said it wrong.
Hassan got a fat hour in his top three phone contacts.
God, no.
Damn, man.
Hey, fat hour.
Uh-huh.
But, hey, call Pee Wee real quick. I'm about to give you the number now.
Alright.
You ready?
Mostly just text
going.
Go ahead. God damn. Come on, give it to me. Come on.
301.
Uh-huh.
653.
Right.
1046. Call him real quick.
Alright.
I'm sick of Antoine motherfucking mouth.
How much you embellish the gap, mouth? How much you embellish the gap, mouth?
Call get him on his fat, Albert. Call him. Get him on here. We'll stop this shit.
Nah, this mouth. He, shit.
All right,
Pee-wee
is on here. Go ahead, Pee-wee.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Go ahead,
okay.
Antoine, what you were saying.
This is what the fuck I said. July the 3rd, I will run Pee-wee motor to motor if he locked me in gas to gas. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And you said Pee-wee got the 1-1.
Yeah.
Yes, he got it.
Oh, Lord. He got the one. Wow.
He driving?
Yes, him driving. Him only. Yes.
So who's driving your car? He says you driving, Antoine.
No, I'm not driving. I'm not driving no game. Let's go.
He said he's driving on motor or no? That's what he wants to know.
Oh, the first race, yes. The second race, no. I don't drive on gas.
He won't drive on gas, Pee-wee.
But he won't drive on gas, though. He's going to let somebody else drive it on gas. But he'll drive you motor.
Come on with it.
We
can get 300,000 for both races. That's fine.
No.
Come on with it.
Antoine. Do it easy, Antoine. Stick it in them easy. 2 on 500, motherfucker.
Mm. That's fine.
So Antoine drive, he running Pee-wee head up, motor to motor.
Yep.
Right? But then on the gas, somebody else going to drive the truck, and they're going to get Pee-wee to 1-1.
Hello? Are you there?
Pee-wee? Are you still there?
Don't tell me Pee-wee's scared of ODP.
Pee-wee's scared of ODP. Hey, Farrell, call him back because his phone be messing up. Call him back, Farrell.
He's still on.
Pee-wee. No, his phone be messing up. Pee-wee ain't.
Ain't wrong with that phone.
How the fuck is you the manager, goddamn? You can't speak to the motherfucking
call. Hey, Fab, call Pee-wee back, Fab. Call him back one more time. All right,
hold on.
The man said he's on the damn line. Goddamn, he heard what it is. He's scared of a real bear, motherfucker. I'm going to have a good day. July 3rd is going to be my day.
Hassan.
See?
Hassan, you still there?
He's scared.
This is what happened yesterday
when I ran him off Pro Side Joe's show. Sick of him.
What'd you say on Pro Side Joe's show? I missed it.
He don't know how to turn his phone off of me.
What happened was,
Hassan,
he kept
hit the unmute button.
He can't read, man. Listen.
Joe,
I called his bluff. So what he did was he kept saying, you know what, fuck it, Antoine Collins.
See?
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. So listen, yesterday.
Let me ask Hassan one thing. Hassan.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me something. Is you a lion, a tiger, or a bear? Which one are you?
He a squirrel.
I'm a lion.
Okay.
I'm a lion.
What's Antoine?
Antoine is a cub.
Antoine's a cub.
Ain't no way in hell when June 19th comes that piece of shit gonna catch me. The truck is garbage.
I got Pee-wee back on now. All right, that was my fault.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you what happened yesterday.
Antoine, he said if you drive, you got a race. So that race is motor to motor. You're gonna run them.
You got a lot both races in. I just said he got a lot both races in.
He said you got a lot both races in.
Come on, man. He's not gonna drive.
He's not gonna drive.
He only drive. Pee-wee, stop that shit, Pee-wee. You know you don't drive. Stop it.
All right, well, talk to somebody else then. No, I don't got time for that bullshit, man. If you want to race, we want to race. If you want to drive, like, that's his problem. Talk to somebody else. Talk to Hartshaw.
Well, I tell you what. Hey, hey, Pee-wee. I tell you what, Mouth. Mouth. Since you talk like that, I tell you what. I bet you $100 you don't let Hassan drive when he run ODB. Now talk to me.
Okay, I bet you $100 I won't. Now, okay, I do the same thing you did.
Oh, you won't run me. So you said you won't.
You
bet you $100 you won't run a motor with ODB, motherfucker. How about that?
Okay, lock. Okay, this is me. Hold up. It's locked. Next lock. Lock. Mark is talking. That's right. It's locked. Thank you. Fair enough. It's locked.
Nitrous.
Yes.
You drive an ODB.
Mark is, I mean, yeah, me.
Okay.
When do you want to do this?
Man, I mean, what are we talking about? July 3rd.
I don't know about July 3rd. Let me see. I'll let you know. But, yeah, we can do that.
Check your palm palette.
I'll let you know. I ain't going to pause. Fuck you talking about.
I'll get back. I'll get back with Pee Wee Marcus, and if he said the date good, we'll lock that race in. All right, we good with that?
Yeah, no problem. I'll let you know.
All right, let me let y'all know something.
Pee Wee just got on here and just proved the point that the man Hassan's getting behind the wheel. So y'all just.
This is what I want y'all to do. Long Island Joe, Pee-wee, Hassan, how much do y'all want to bet on the wind light and the gas? Come on, talk to me. It's all covered. Just put a number out there. Wait a minute. You said you're going to gas Hassan. You said you're going to gas him. You said I'm going to watch the gas in his ass. So come on with it.
Wow.
Hassan.
Yeah.
The man said you want to bet something on the gap. He said he's going to gas him. Come on, let's get it up. I just told you, let's run it. I tell you what, Hassan, this is what I do for you. This is what I do for you, real clear. What I'll do is I will up the pot $500. We're going for two on a thousand, and I bet a thousand on the gap. Come on, talk to me.
Good Lord. You're going to gap him for a thousand. Good God, oh my.
Man, listen, come on with it. No, he taught that 10,000
hey.
Stuff. All that
hey.
Time, like, we haven't ran for $10,000. Like, we don't run with ODB for those type of pots.
Hey,
so
hey,
we can't.
Hey,
so what I'm telling you is all bets are covered. So just up the pot.
Listen, my fan base already going lock Antoine in with them bet
side.
Well,
you got somebody that want to bet 20,000.
Exactly, I got somebody that want to bet 20,000. Believe me on Antoine.
Man,
so, Antoine don't know it, but we get to a track. Somebody come in with 20,000 in hand, and Antoine better lock that shit in. Watch what I tell you. If I'm lying, Fed Albert, I'll give you the puck I might for Antoine. That's how serious I am.
Woo! Hey, Fed Albert.
That's what we'll do.
Listen, little girl. Call the motherfucker right now. We'll lock the 20,000 in right now. You ain't got to fucking wait. Let's lock it in now. That's how you do
oh,
it.
Shit.
Come on with it.
Oh,
shit. I just told you fucking with a real one.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Hold on,
Phil.
I'm about to get him on the phone.
Uh-oh. Call him.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Joe. Phil, take this number. Call this number right here, Phil. You ready?
Okay, you want me to hear this?
All right.
Hold on.
I don't believe nothing.
All right,
good.
You must
You're
going to believe it now. You're
going to
call the number.
I don't believe it.
443-624
Okay.
1594 Call him right now. Say, Antoine, I want to lock that 20K in. Here we go. Stop this bullshit.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Damn, he live right by you, Antoine.
No, he don't either.
Yeah.
That, not with that number.
He might be. Is that 443?
That don't mean nothing. 443 is the whole state of Maryland.
Don't worry about
he might be one of your adopted brothers. He might be something with the bad mouth.
Listen, all bets will be covered.
I got him on. Hold up.
Oh, shit.
So listen, I'm the DB man of this race. I already got the deposit. Antoine, I don't know who he is on the phone. He said, if y'all want to lock that 20,000, He'll log in right now.
Let me get this squared away real quick. Excuse me, a good partner that's on the phone. This is the manager. What's going on, good man?
What's
going on, good man? Hey, can you please let the people know how much you locking in on me alone, please, sir? Because we clear the book.
Oh, we ready to lock in some good money.
Can you please tell them? Can you please tell them the amount, please?
$1,500,
$2,000.
Can you tell them? We'll see y'all at Lion Tigers and Bears.
That's what the fuck I thought. Hang the fucking phone up.
Antoine, listen, hold. So we can clear this out. Antoine said he'll lock in that $10,000 or $20,000, whatever you want to do.
Man, listen,
tell him we
see him
at Lion Tigers and Bears.
You know what he said?
Yeah,
all right. The man coming live cycles and look, Antoine, let me ask you a question. Hold on now, because the man got the money now. The man first. So are you willing to lock this man in for $20,000 or $10,000 for our
voice?
Yes or no?
Hold on.
Antoine.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up. Are you going to lock that $10,000
or
$20,000 on our way? The man got the money. Yes or no? He going to
give
you the money.
Listen. I don't give a fuck He didn't say nothing about 10 or 20K. He went back some money. Okay, it's all covered. It's
He's
not an issue.
He's not going to talk about it over the
phone.
I'm going to tell you what type of dude he is. He's not going to talk about it over the phone. The man said he was see at Lion Tigers and Bears. All he wanted is a yes or no question. I know the guy.
Real,
yes or no question.
All bets are, listen,
don't get
sick.
Don't get scared now.
I'm going to get out for Antoine.
Now, Antoine, say yes or no. Say yes or no. You're locking for this $10,000. Say yes or no. You're locking for this $10,000, mate.
Listen, go ahead, Antoine. I don't trust nothing this motherfucker said. It's been 3 DBs never fucking paid. Why the fuck am I going to believe him now? Fuck out of here, man.
Fed Albert. Please, Fed Albert. Listen to yourself. You're the DP, man. Fed Albert. Can you hear me out for a second, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, the man on the phone, he don't talk about the money. He don't talk about that shit, but he going to have it on the last side in the biz. I know. This is my man. I know who he is. Now, all Antoine got to do.
We don't know.
Felton. No, Felton. I'm putting the sticks on myself. Just like I told you, Felton, if I don't come lock that money in by May 1st, I got to give Antoine $300. Remember I told you that? So
yep.
If this man don't come and knock on Antoine Trellis before our race at 11 o'clock in the morning, then I pay our Antoine Punk out money. That's how serious I am. Now fuck with me.
Uh-oh.
Now fuck with me that $10,000, bitch.
Let's go.
Say yes or no question. Say yes or no question. Now say yes or no. Say yes or no. My man on the phone, listen right now. He's going to come in with that bag.
I tell you what.
Fuck you talking about.
Okay, so hold on. So how about this? This is how I do it right now, okay? Let's do it like
I'm
this.
I'm waiting.
Since you talk
my
to
man
that sitting
here on the phone,
man,
quiet,
man,
waiting
man,
for
I'm
you
talk.
To say
oh, I'm trying to let him talk.
I'm
let
listening.
Talk. Listen, since you talking about the 10 minutes, how about this? Let's raise the pot right now, 200 on 2K right now on the fucking phone.
No, don't say that.
Come
no, you're no bad. We're going with 10K, buddy. We're talking 10K right
I just
now, buddy.
I just said it. Fuck all this. They just locked in 210,000 right now. That's take care of right now.
What you want to do, Antoine? My man on the phone right now waiting for you to say it.
I want to hear him say he's going to lock the 10,000.
Hey, Fed Albert. Listen to me, Fed Albert, before I say anything. If I don't do it, I'll pay Antoine Punk out if it doesn't happen. I say, yes, we will lock in 10,000 to my man on the phone right now.
Yes, we will.
My man on the phone right now, quiet. Fed Albert, you still on the phone, Fed Albert?
Yeah.
Hey, good buddy, you still on the phone?
I'm still here.
Okay, now we keep quiet. He got the bag. 10K, motherfucker. Lock the fuck in. Let's get it.
I just told you.
Motherfucker.
We going 10,000 from the 500. We both
what the fuck
one.
You want to do, Antoine? What you want
to do,
Antoine? Motherfucker.
Is it locked for 10,000?
10,000. 10,000.
Antoine, is it locked for 10,000? His man got to verify. I don't listen to Fat Albert. I don't trust him.
Oh, my God.
He can say,
I'll tell you what we can do. I'll call you, manager, in about a couple of hours. Call you first thing in the morning. And then we do whatever they want to do. However they want to lock, we lock
in. I don't trust him.
Okay. I'll call you back.
The money. Let me do this your way.
I appreciate you.
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, you're the deposit man, right? Yeah, I'm here.
You're the deposit man, right? So why don't they just cash out the money and that's it? That'll be the lock-in. Done deal.
Antoine
say yes or no. Want to bet 10K for the race. I want to make this clear.
Okay.
Now we got it clear.
Hassan,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hassan, nobody
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to explain to him. You're not understanding what you're saying. You just said you're going to run it from a $200, $500 race, which was cool. I bet it your much. But since you said your man wants to run for $10,000, we got to up the DP to at least $2,000 on 10.
Right.
$2 on 10 is $2,000 on 10,000.
Well, like he said, he talked to you at the beach. But Antoine, I just want to make this clear. Our race is two on five. The man want to lock it in. The man want to lock the race in for 10K.
Antoine,
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, Fed. That's what I'm saying.
Understand this. This is your first time behind a fucking car. This is the first time you even rode a fucking bicycle. So what I'm sitting here fucking telling you is this. Motherfucker, I'm not worried about I'm going to bail the fucking gas. I'm not worried about you. And since your mouth is
okay,
on the motherfucking
no,
right now.
No, all my man wants to do is want to know, do y'all want to bet 10K? Do y'all want to bet? Okay, let me.
That
hey,
motherfucker
hey, this,
was looking
mushroom. It's just a yes or no question. I want to ask one question, please.
Listen, let me say this, Hassan. If your man want to bet $10,000, if your man want to bet $10,000, I guarantee Bad Mouth Crew will have enough to cover that. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Okay, that's all we're going to leave it like that. But right now, we locked for 2-on-5 right now. But 10K will be coming his way at Live Tigers and Bears. Just to let y'all know.
Man, tell him to lick some mustard off the fucking roof, man. Get Hassan off the fucking phone. God damn.
That's all I'm going to say.
Everybody worry about that shit, man. He won't sit here and think he a motherfucking bear. Talking about less, he'll run for 10,000. Bitch, run the pot up. 2,000 or 10,000. Fuck out of here. Bet 500.
Antoine. He didn't say it. He said he a lion. He ain't no bear. He said he a lion.
He's a strawberry kiwi fruit salad. That's what the fuck he is.
June 19th, his ass is grass, Joe. That's all I got to say.
I tell you what, Hassan, I got another $100 you pay Punk out. Now, what's up?
Oh, shit.
I want you to bet anything that you can fucking afford to lose. I bet you your shoes, your sneakers, your socks. I bet all that shit.
I'm gonna tell you like this, cause you want to get all try to get clout on the motherfucking
live feed.
Listen, I bet that $100 in your whole suit and your motherfucking helmet. And I donate that shit for Lions, Tigers, and Bears. And I bet your eyebrows too.
And guess what, Joe?
And I bring the Clippers to make sure it happens.
You need to cut your own motherfucking eyebrows, yo. I'm gonna cut your lips, boy.
There you go. Now, hold on. So it's $100 on the gap, right? You said $100 on the gap. You willing to bet
that?
No,
I did not say $100 on the gap. Don't put no words in my mouth. I never said nothing about that. You said it.
You just said you
wanted
to bet $100
on
the racing
suit. You said you
wanted
to bet
$100
on the racing suit. The race don't happen.
No, he said $100.
No, he said he'll bet $100. He's going to gap you, Hassan. He said he's willing to gap you for $100. And he's willing to bet you $100 that you don't even go out there. You're going to pay Punk out.
And I bet another
one. Don't understand. And it's a foul. But listen, I'm not worried about Antoine about this $100 bet thing. My man coming at them with 10K, so they better
man,
have their money.
It don't matter what a motherfucker comes with, but they ain't betting it. Come on, Hassan, be for real. Be realistic. Make it make sense, dog. You know, ain't none of them motherfuckers running behind you betting $10,000, let alone they'll bet $100. Man, stop it, man.
You see?
Up the DP then. Say some motherfucker got $10,000 to bet. Up the DP.
He bet number five, man. That's all I got to say.
See what I mean?
Show your last
now,
now, to do.
Hey, Antoine, I'm gone, man.
I see y'all June 19th. Pee-wee always got on the phone. I'm driving.
Hassan, everybody knows that's it. I got to tell you one more thing, Hassan, before you get off this phone. Make sure you spread your legs far enough so Pee-wee can put his seatbelts on your ass, motherfucker. Now get the fuck off here.
Hey, all right, Hassan.
Hassan, we're gonna tattoo your ass like a goddamn leprechaun motherfucker stripe. Get the fuck off of here. That's what the fuck we're gonna
do. Man, you don't even know. You listen.
My bad. Before we get off of here, I gotta make this clear. Deuce is looking for ODB too, though. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine too. Hold up. That's not a problem with Zeus. I just told you let me get my nitrous side straight. But I got $100 that your ass goes red for June 19th. Now take that back.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Antoine, what did you just say?
I got a hundred dollars you gonna read. Now talk to me.
That's the dumbest thing ever, yeah.
Are you done now?
Hey, we're a bigger than a track, man. I'm not going on that.
No. I need this spot on the show.
No, we're better than a track. Hey, can you call this number, please?
Everything
will be covered before the race. That's all I got to say, Fat Albert.
Hey, Fat Albert, he don't know shit about racing, man.
Everything be covered before the race, Fat Albert. So I'm not worried. More money will be coming your way. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Russell Carlos.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
I'm glad the show is only going to be on for an hour tonight.
Tell me, Brad. You got me some shit. Hold on. Who's this? 914-546-6. Who's that?
I had dropped off.
Oh, yeah, I dropped off. Okay, I'm sorry. Right there.
Because we only have an hour show tonight.
That's what usually happens, Dave.
Hey, Joe.
When Antoine said $500, I dropped the phone and hung up. God, that dummy didn't say nothing. I was like, what the hell?
Fat Albert.
Man.
Yo.
Did y'all just see the fakest motherfucking grudge racer on this show tonight?
Fat Albert.
A.K.A.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Tell little Howie my man got $10,000 to bet, too.
Hey, hold up. Hey, you gotta say that like Pro Stock Joe. $10,000.
But, hey, Joe. Antoine said $500, you go red. Now, he's giving you the break. All you got to do is sit there till it turns green, and you got $500. Hey, he's talking about,
Fat Albert, he liked Cliffy. He thought it was a trick. He liked Cliffy. Cliffy didn't. Cliffy said that was a trick. You remember we tried to give Cliffy the same kind of race, but Cliffy said it was a trick. Yeah. He had to think about that. Come on, man.
That's why he locked back in yet. Listen,
Cliffy ain't got on the show in 2 weeks, man.
I tell you what, Fat Albert. Hey, Long Island Joe, I tell you how disrespectful I'm going to be. If you can get Cliffy on here right now, he got the pack time to clear July the 3rd.
Good God.
Get ready for work tomorrow.
If you get away, he's working tomorrow.
I had to get in touch with him. I know he said he had to get off.
Yes, tell him.
Cliff is on vacation this week.
Oh, so, he out in the Bahamas? That what you saying? Oh, you saying he in the Bahamas? So he in the Bahamas, shit. Huh?
Nah.
Hey, Joe, Joe, New York is New Jersey is really letting you down on your shows, man. I'm going to tell you some real live shit, man.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to tell you some real live shit. You can't have no players coming from the lower shore and shut down a show every week. I never thought that was possible.
You got to have somebody lock it. Shit, that's all.
I know, but we trying. I mean, we trying, goddamn. What else we got to do? We got to feed them cupcakes and goddamn ice cream? I mean, what do we want to do?
I mean, y'all jumped on the baddest man in drag racing tonight. Y'all jumped on her side.
Which one?
Shit. Y'all jumped on her side and scared everybody.
Who said that? Please, somebody tell me. Antoine, who
said
that?
He has to get off the show and get on the daddy show.
He on Pro Stock
Joe show now.
Marcus. I said it. Mount Vernon Dave said it.
Matt Running Dave, man, you know better. Matt Running Dave, you make good moonshine, but you weren't making no good moonshine when you said that just a while ago. I'm going to tell you that right now. You had some bad moonshine.
Matt Running Dave,
when you said you had some bad moonshine in the cup that time, and I'm going to tell you that right now.
Listen, I didn't even make it home.
No,
I didn't
know
that. Don't blame that on me.
Antoine, you're not following me.
That was Butch.
somebody just made some bad moonshine on that remark they just made a while ago. They drinking some bad moonshine is what I'm saying.
I made that remark, but I didn't make that moonshine.
Well, you just made it a while ago. You just made some bad moonshine that time.
I know is that moonshine had Marcus eat pasta salad with a big spoon. So it had Marcus eat pasta salad with a big spoon. So it must have been good.
Yeah.
Marcus took the serving spoon. Thank God that was the last thing.
Hey, Fat Albert, they say Joe said, let him eat. It's all
let him eat. Me and Jeff Rogers were looking at you. We just shook our heads and said, leave him alone. Find a cookie. Look, then he got a good spoonful and go ahead and meet. Come on, Fat Albert, you want some? No, you go ahead and eat it, Mom. Go ahead and eat it.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I had to put something in it, man. I done knocked off Weeby, one of the baddest bands in the DMV, and goddamn it, hey.
Oh, and then
Mount Runner David didn't put that liquor on me. They put that shine on me. I had to feed that liquor. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you had to feed it. Yes, sir.
Good report.
Yes, sir. You had to feed it.
But look, we're going to have ourselves a good time regardless we're getting ourselves ready. I got Antoine in training for Hassan ass. And we going to war.
I hope that fight ain't going to be like Mayweather and what's his name?
What's that, Joe?
The guy he just spoke.
How was it?
I heard it wasn't
some bullshit. It was some bullshit. I didn't know who that guy was. I kept asking his name before
he watched the fight.
Huh? I think the last 20 minutes of it. Last little 15 minutes of it. It wasn't nothing.
Lord, help me.
See, I think I could have went in there for Mayweather like that.
Hey, man, that's what happens when a motherfucker's getting paid to fight exhibition fights. Well, see, we get it from the mud. We coming at that motherfucker full throttle. Ain't no goddamn choke on the carburetor. Ain't no goddamn turn the air bleeds in. No side. We open them bitches all the way up and go to a motherfucker ass. That's right. And we want to do it to Cliffy. Antoine, see, I want to open a four barrel up on Cliffy. We've been fucking with Cliffy with the two barrel open, man. Just two barrels. Fat Albert, you hear me?
You Just hold on. We got something coming. Just hold on.
I'm mad LeBron locked in Swizzle, man. They just taking all the Butch money. They taking all the Butch money. That's supposed to be Butch money. Swizzle.
Oh, Lord.
Swizzle just giving away money like it's made on the street.
Hey, Long Island Joe, the Swizzle and them ever leave Jersey? If so, would the next one, the After Dark at MIR, tell them they got a tap on the shoulder from ODB. For my much.
Dave's spokesman for Mount Vernon.
I'm not spokesman. I'm so that.
I don't know. So come on with it.
I tell OG Bobby,
get me a date. We can do it.
You gotta speak to the owner of the car.
Hold on.
Swizzle. Darren. They call him Swizzle. Darren. Joe got his phone number.
No, he's talking about OG Bobby.
Oh, no. He's done right. Swizzle go out of town. He doesn't need Jersey.
I want both.
OG Bobby a travel. He was at Galat with the Galat. He fucked Cliff up in Galat.
Oh yeah, I mean that was a little dud race, man. That wasn't nothing,
yeah,
man. That
he,
was that
he,
was just
he
like
was out of town.
That
but
was like a
but
that,
he came
that
out
was
of
like
town.
A chihuahua
he
fight.
Was out of town.
Man, that was like the chihuahua fighting the squirrel, man. That wasn't no type of race, man.
Come on, man, huh?
Yep.
Chihuahua.
Good God Almighty.
Shit, that motherfucker chihuahua, bad bitch boy. If he fight that squirrel, though.
Right.
Hey, Antoine, a bulldog mixed bully, goddammit. Shit. Talk to me. That's fine.
I don't know.
Hey Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is you gonna be cooking July 3rd? What you gonna cook?
I don't know. Ribs and fish good for you?
He gonna put Butch on the grill.
Hello.
I'm gonna put your big ass on the grill now. What?
I'm a cook.
So we'll
I'm
be
a cook.
Both on the grill together.
Dave, I told you Butch was still on here.
I know. I owe you
that's what I want to know. Something. Why ODB messing around and messing with Cliffy, and why he ain't offering Butchy something?
I told Butchy.
Put some respect on Butchy's name, ain't you?
You didn't tell me nothing, man.
I just said Butchy. I said he can get it.
No, you didn't give him nothing like you was giving Cliffy. You ain't offer him no kind of spot.
He don't need no damn spot. Tell him come get it.
I know y'all putting respect on his name.
I don't know why. He's a dud. Tell him come get it off the trailer.
Who that? Who, Antoine?
Butcher Woods.
Man, Butcher Woods got a back
tire. Listen, hold up. Y'all offered Cliffy 1-1.
Yeah.
Man,
now, why the hell you
I'm
can't offer?
No.
Why can't you get off of this man?
He got the back tire. There you go. Cool. He got back tire. I don't care. I'm a race. For my money.
Be patient, who got back tire? Be patient.
Be patient.
Butchie. What do you need to go out of that, Butchie?
What?
Realistic, what do you need to go out of that?
A heart.
Well, I mean, goddamn, if you need that, go to the cemetery.
You need a
fat one. Hold on, I'm going to give you a fat one. Hey, Antoine, my my son is probably 100-some pounds heavier than you right now, right? At least. My oldest son. You know the one I'm talking about?
Who? Oh, no, no. I meet him. No.
No, I'm talking about my oldest one.
I got
to grease him up to put him in the car. What's wrong? I'm talking about my oldest one, Joe. He bigger than you.
Listen, I wouldn't care if his name was Bobo.
What's he driving? I
want to
see something. Let me see something.
What? He'll drive
my car. Yeah?
I tell you what. I take the back
tire
and break to the quarter.
How we going to do the quarter to the beach? He going to run your heads up. I'm going to tell him to go in there. Wait. Listen to this here. Hold on. I'm going to show you something. I'm just going to gamble with you. He ain't allowed to know you, so trans break, no nothing. He going to go foot break.
Exactly. I'm going foot
break. You and him.
Uh-oh.
Well, y'all foot break together, so there y'all go.
I'm gonna show you. Hold on.
I'm gonna make sure. Wait. I'm gonna get you back. I'm gonna let you get in the car and put your foot on the foot brake. And if it's stall over 2800, then you get the back tire. If it don't, you got to turn around and give him something.
Hell no.
He ain't gonna start. It don't stall.
I tell you what, Joe. Oh, realistic, give Antoine just a head up break on the motor there.
Man, you done lost your red rabbit mind. I got the same
thing
right
there. Hey, are
you crazy? Come on now, you know better than that. You ought to be shaming yourself.
Listen, who we talking about. Come on, man, for real?
I'm telling you the truth, that's a good race, man.
Hell no.
You done lost your mind.
Hey, Fat Albert. Now listen, I thought that Joe won the race, but
I'm willing to show you the way the car is. It's gonna be set up for spray, and I'm gonna let my oldest son drive.
Well, what's the race? I was going on the other line.
Fat Albert. I'm gonna prove the point to them. They can get in the car, and it ain't gonna stall over 2800. It'll push itself first. It'll push it. I'm going to tell him right now, my son ain't going to use no trans brake, my oldest son. And my oldest son is 300-some pounds right now. And we said, Antoine and him go out there for a little motor race. It don't have to be nothing much. And they go off the trailer. Hell with it. How about that? They both go off the trailer. Fourth run race.
Give me the break.
You can't have nothing better than that.
Hey, Bill, the man needs
y'all
break,
don't rush out behind. That's a damn shame.
Hey,
I bet
Joe,
y'all won the race. Y'all ain't no damn
Joe,
race.
Let me
say,
the reason why they want to break Antoine.
Jumping on people like that.
Antoine ain't drove her maybe once or twice, so he ain't really good.
Period. Hold on. And now you ask him. Ask them about my son, my oldest son. Not my youngest, my oldest one.
Yeah, all he do is carry around the refrigerator on his back in case he get hungry.
Look, I got to get him. I got to grease him up to get him in the car, Fat Albert.
Oh, okay, I tell you what, a good race between Antoine and your son, I think should be the 1-1.
What
were y'all on drugs? Let's get out of here with that.
Oh, my God.
What were y'all on drugs?
He's
going to have a lighter car and everything else, and I'm going to have a heavy car. You crazy. And I'm going to show you that. Listen, I'm going to show you how it can stall. It ain't going to stall high. I'll go far as I say it won't stall over 2,400.
Yo.
Somebody just text me and say, bad my bullshitter.
Since you said I ain't got no heart, I'm going to take everything in drag racing from your damn ass.
You got it. Okay. You got it.
Yep.
Don't talk me to death. Don't talk me to death mouth. You got it.
Oh, shit.
Because I ain't got no fucking heart.
You got it.
He said you got it.
Okay.
When we going to do this? July 3rd. Oh, shit.
When?
July 3rd, Marcus.
Come on, man.
win,
July
but
third, who got what July 3rd?
Well, I thought that was you that offered July 3rd.
I want a nickname. Tell us to come in. What? You say what?
That wasn't Marcus
at
all.
Marcus,
damn.
You got it. 5 on 2000 or better. You got it.
But
on what? On what? What's the race?
Butch got everything in drag racing from me.
Oh, okay. Yes. Not you, Marcus. Not you, Marcus. That's Pee-wee.
Oh, okay. He's talking to Pee-wee.
Oh.
You got it. Lock in.
Uh-oh.
Send Joe to Cash App Joe. Cash App Joe $500 right now, punk. You faggot ass.
No, I'm not locking you in right now. I'm going to lock you in next week.
Oh.
Hey, Butchie, you're full of shit, Butchie. You don't want to go down. You're shit. You're a motherfucker, man.
Damn. Marcus, what would you give Butchie? Would you give him everything at drag racing?
Yes, I will.
Oh, shit.
Oh, get the orange fries situated for me.
All
right.
How you got
hey,
it?
Hey, Butcher, Marcus say he'll give you everything in drag race.
So,
what's
that?
What's
that? Pushing the button on the tool handle?
Damn.
Butcher, what's going on in drag race? July
3rd. Oh, shit. Joe, come on, Joe. Say something, Joe. Well, what? Green low or ODB?
Sweet Low or ODB? Which one is it?
Which one?
Sweet Low.
Sweet Low going to give you everything in drag racing.
1500 on 3000 or better.
1500 on 3000
or
better?
Yes.
Wow. He's saying if you pay Ponko, you going to pay.
Man, why do you keep telling the motherfuckers everything, man? Stop telling everybody about everything.
I guarantee you, I'm not paying that one more fuck out. Not one more.
All right, okay, so is we locked in?
Nope.
Oh my gosh. I would have to not pay rent. I would not pay rent for the rest of, for that month just to try your motherfucker.
Butch related to the manager? Why he didn't come on next week and say this?
Listen to me. I tell you what, you tell any motherfucker body that's on this phone, give me what I just offered to you, and they got a they're not gonna give $1,500. They get $3,000 because I ain't paying no punk out. Any motherfucker body on this phone, you tell them motherfuckers, give me what I gave you. $1,500 or $3,000 or better.
Nate said you got it. Nate said you got it.
Huh? Who said that?
Nate said you got it.
Who, Nate?
You'll find out when you see him.
Come on, man.
I hate to do this. ODB got everything in drag racing for 15 on 3000.
No, we didn't say ODB. We didn't say ODB.
Oh, with your car? You got it. With Stone Cold. Lock. Write that down, Joe. You got everything in fucking drag racing. You ain't going to get to be a bully on this fucking show. Now while I'm on here.
July 3rd.
You got back tire, the brake, and the fucking clear. 15 on 3,000 or better. I get lane choice.
No.
I get lane choice.
And okay. At 6 o'clock, let's get it.
No, I'm going to do it a little bit later than 6. I'm going to do it right about 9. I want everybody to see my see them pretty flames go down the line at 9 o'clock.
I tell you what, let's come to the middle. 7:30.
9 o'clock.
Hey, Joe,
I'm giving him everything. He
can
give one
sip.
9 o'clock.
I'm done. See you here, Antoine.
I'm done.
Hey, Antoine. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I want to go to his ass, man.
Oh, Lord.
What's that shit Marcus said about the manager? The Butch got a Volkswagen asshole.
You got the same asshole I got.
You won't lock in. You won't lock in, Fags.
Ah, Lord.
9 o'clock, Marcus.
The bluffing show is on Zoom right now.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Yep. Yeah, they just called me. I was like, man, I'm on another show. I'll call y'all later.
I don't play with bugs, Butch. I swat them.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a bug. I'm not a bug. You ain't swat shit.
Damn. I'm going to go to that ODB. I'm going to go to that goddamn Sweet and Slow. I'm going to go to Sour and Slow.
Fat Albert, I'm gonna tell you one time and one time only.
You got it too, Mouse. You got it too, Mouse.
I ain't ready.
You got it too. I tell you what,
I'm gonna tell you this
for you. Oh, you take off Saturday, and I won't leave until Sunday.
Locked. Shit, you got talk to me. Shit.
Oh shit.
Oh man. Let me text Hassan's daddy and tell him to make that announcement on his show.
Oh no, they on the show. They going. They on the show on the other on Zoom going off. Ah, Lord have mercy.
What I'm about to do it right now.
I'm gonna run that hunting season. I'm gonna run him, sir. Next Saturday. I'm gonna run his ass.
Damn.
And Butch, yeah. I got a good race for you, Butch. When we get to the track, we could unhook our tow vehicles. We could unhook our tow vehicles, and I'm gonna sit on your bumper when you get to your top speed. Hit your four ways, and I'm gonna come around you.
Good job.
Damn.
Dude, I'm not racing my vehicle. I race that golf cart you got though.
No, my golf cart's slow.
Man, you mean to tell me Hassan Hot lost his damn live feed, his damn talk show that damn quick, man?
He had to go support his daddy.
I could not believe that fool did not take that $500 bet that you read, like, Lord.
He said it too fast, and he didn't understand what he said.
Yeah,
he said it too fast.
He didn't understand. I was like, Lord.
I'm back. What's up? Oh, I'm back, motherfucker. Talk to me.
Oh, all right. We didn't know you were gone.
Okay. So did you lock in? Did you lock in?
We were trying to say 9 o'clock,
gone.
But you left.
Fat Albert, listen, I'm already underdog. Why would I give you 9 o'clock?
Because I want everybody to see them pretty blue flames to come out them bull.
Oh, hey, okay, Fat Albert, listen, ho, Antoine, watch this. Fat Albert, do you drive? Okay, let's listen.
No, I do not. And you know
who drives the car? Who drives the car?
It doesn't matter who drives the car. If I put John Forson, they don't give a damn. Do you want to run it or not?
I tell you what, you big mouth motherfucker. Last two cars going on the track. I take it. Now talk
no,
to me.
Sir. No, sir.
See? No, Antoine, sir. See what I mean?
Last two cars
right?
Go down. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I'm not doing
hey, man,
it.
Come on, man. I mean, we trying to hold.
Remember,
let's get a fan.
I was a DP man when you did that last two car bullshit. Remember?
Hey, Antoine, we got paid. Antoine, we got paid Punk-Out, too. We got paid Punk-Out from the motherfuckers from Virginia. We got paid Punk-Out from the motherfuckers from Virginia, man. Come on, man.
Pinky,
we got paid Punk-Out.
That's the weakest motherfucker. I shook my head on that when Morgan said the last two. They said, lock. I said, no, you did not say that.
Yeah.
Morgan got him.
Hey, let me make something real clear. I don't want nobody to think that we come on this show to try to outdo a motherfucker or this and the third. But we want the fucking race. And we going any way we think we can trick a bitch, we're going to trick them. So if it takes me giving a motherfucker something that they think they need to win, and I know that they can't win with it, we're going to give it to them. So
that's
that last two left the track.
Money
so that last two left the track. that last 2 days on the track, that was perfect. Antoine told me, he texted me, he said, tell him up was last 2 days on the track, 5 on 1500.
That's
I said,
what I told him. Exactly what I told him.
I said, I got him.
He did not think about it. And then when he got to the track, we ready to race. The track ain't ready to close. You got to wait the 10 for the 9.
Hey,
you got to wait. I'm sorry.
Hey, Albert, was we ready to go? But was we ready to go? Was the Badmouth crew was ready to go, though?
Yeah.
And the Badmouth, listen, we even ran motherfuckers in between.
That shit out. Y'all was bluffing.
Joe, listen, stop it. Joe, we ran motherfuckers in between. We ran St. Patrick with both cars. We ran Mr. St. Patrick with both cars, right? Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is St.
Patrick? Marcus ran him head up, and I took the head up clear. I ran him head the fuck up.
I didn't even made a pass. I ran him head the fuck up right up the fucking ramps.
Man, you should have seen that. That shit was funny for Long Island. And what happened was Pop, Marcus over there talking shit to him. He said, where's your car? Where's your car?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, out of nowhere, Sweet Lil comes right in the stage lanes.
That bitch come right in the motherfucking stage lanes like
lose
money.
Lock it back in for live tags and bail. Lock it back in for
I tell you what. Listen, I got my hands full for line tags and bails. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I didn't know you had.
Yeah, I got two races. But listen, I will lock him in for July the 3rd, and I'll run him off the trailer for his pot. It's just that simple.
I think he'll do that.
As long as it don't interfere with my race with Weeby, because I owe Weeby a run back. You understand?
Right.
But as long as it don't interfere with time, me and Weeby is locked for no earlier than 5 o'clock, no later than 7 o'clock. But
right.
Anytime between or anytime before, I'll go to motherfucking – I'll cut Mr. St. Patrick's beard off. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Ooh, not the beard, Marcus. Come on, man. Not his beard, man.
Hey, the beard in the
hey,
little –
OG
in,
Bobby.
The beard in the little –
OG
but
Bobby
I need
said
to
he
change.
Was
under
said
his goddamn
he...
tin.
There's no show.
Hey,
OG
Bobby,
Bobby
said what?
Just called me. OG Bobby said he said he was calling and said no show. He must have called it after 8:30.
Yes. After 8:30,
it is a show.
He want to get on. Calling because he might have to say something to Marcus.
No, but after 8:30, Mark, they'll tell you there's no more show scheduled.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, he gonna call his ass up right now. Gonna put a settle to this shit.
No. Man, shit. You need to stop it.
Hey, I tell you what. He come over here, utter the words, I lock him in right now for July the 3rd, straight off the trailer.
He ain't going to be able to make it.
All right. Oh, hold on. Oh, OG Bobby.
He ain't going to be able to make it, for real.
There you go. I got him on that joke. I got Bobby.
What's up, OG?
OG
Hello.
Bobby, let's lock him for July the 3rd off the trailer. ODB versus you.
Good Lord. Y'all didn't let the man say good evening.
Nope.
Hello.
I just want to lock the fuck in, straight off trailer.
Get
no, thank you.
What is that? So why you get on the show then?
The same reason why you on the show.
Okay, hold on. All right, I'm going to tell you why I'm on the show. Okay, I'm going to show you why I'm on the show. I got $1,000 when you run LaRon. What's up? Is it locked?
You already put it on, baby.
No. Don't worry about what the fuck I put in. Don't worry about what I put in. I'm talking to you now as a man.
Well, I ain't talking to you right now as a man, so move on to the next
show. You feel me? I'm back on me, you scary, shaky motherfucker, you.
I got you scary, and I'm definitely safe.
Well, I tell you what, OG Bob, you got the head up clear off the fucking trail July 3rd. Come on with it.
Good God almighty. Good God almighty.
You said what?
Antoine. Matter of fact, he got the one-on-one. He got the one-on-one. I said it. Now tell him talk to a motherfucker that ain't trying to race, because we trying to race.
Man, please, whatever. LaRon got more race than y'all trying to race. Y'all picking two y'all want to race.
Listen, let me tell you.
I don't want to hear nothing else. Y'all, listen, LaRon will show his colors.
Go ahead. So let me ask you this, OG Bob. I just got one hypothetical question. How can you even say I don't want to race when I done ran over 75 grudge races in the last 2 years?
I don't know. I ain't seen none of your track record.
Well, listen. Ask Fat Albert. He's been my DP man for almost 2 years. Ask him. They'll tell you. I was rookie of the year. Last year I went with a truck. Last year I went dead to a motherfucker's ass. And when this bitch gets dead right, I'm dead on your ass.
Bobby, you can't come in here. Hey, Bobby, you can't come in here and call yourself trying to politicalize the motherfucking shit when you don't know nothing about. You can't.
I came on the show just like you came on the show just to listen. But you try to come on here and act like y'all big dog Willie.
Nah, we ain't trying to act like
you. We just told you. You got the one and one, God damn it, lock the fuck in.
I ain't paying y'all no attention.
So you scared?
I'm sticking in my boots. I'm pissing in my pants.
Hey, Bobby. Why you won't relock that race in though, dog? You danced and you did all that shit.
First of all, you disrespectful. You really fucking disrespectful. It's a difference between how you talk to a motherfucker and how you talk to a motherfucker. You straight up talk to a motherfucker disrespectful. I don't like the way you talking.
I didn't say not one.
You go back and play that video. What the fuck you said?
I know what I said. I ain't got to play back nothing. But I know what I said.
I can't fuck with you like that.
You're a motherfucker that's always right. You're a motherfucker like that's always right. And I can't fuck with you because
I'm nowhere near wrong. If I was right, I won't be racing all the time.
So you know we're wrong? Are you serious, my dog? You know we're wrong.
I never made a mistake in my life.
Bro.
I ain't never made a mistake. I always made a mistake in my life.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, nice try, wrong guy. That's all I'm going to tell you.
You're right. Nice try, wrong guy. Find somebody else.
Antoine, get him, Antoine. He don't like me. He mad at me. Get him, Antoine. He mad at me, Antoine. Get him, please. He mad because I call him a motherfucker.
I would be more mad. Please.
But I ain't never call you out your name, though, Bobby. Come on, man.
Hey, Marcus. Like I said, I just came on to listen, and that's it.
Okay, well, Antoine, talk to him. Get him locked in with ODB.
He don't
want
to talk to me. What's she going to talk about?
So you call that man a she, right? So that's not disrespectful, right?
Anytime a man put on the wig and acting like he don't know where he is, of course I'm going to call him a she.
Antoine, you on here?
Gotta be. We on his line, but he gotta be up.
Well, I gotta say is I ain't gonna let you talk with my boy like that.
What?
Man, anytime that man put a wig on and call him Twan, I'm gonna talk about him.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. That's what it is. But you got at least back. OG. You got at least like the man.
When I'm ready for you, I know how to fly y'all.
How can you not be ready for him?
I know how to fly y'all. How can you not be ready for you, Antoine? I know how to fly y'all.
Never would have said Twan. Hey, listen, I would let it go. I like that shit. But look, man, you got to run us, man. You got to run us. I mean, we done locked in twice, and every time something to happen. You know what I'm saying? Out of our control. You know what I mean? But still, we got to get it in.
Okay.
We just got to get it in.
When I'm ready, trust me, I will definitely see knocking your door, and you're not hard to find. And I'm not hard to see
right.
either. And we're gonna have
you're
to,
right. You're right.
And there's gonna be some big money too. So this.
I love that. But what I'm saying is, can we make the race? Can we pay you punk out with LaRon and lock you in for sweet local
nah,
big
nah,
money?
Nah. I paid for LaRon to come up to bring his ass up to New Jersey. So that's why I will give LaRon all his respect, and I'm gonna buy him his wife a steak dinner after the win or lose. I'm taking him his wife out
to
steak dinner.
You're supposed to. It's only right. It's only right to do that. But what I'm saying is, I will pay LaRon whatever you pay him to come up here, and I will double the pot.
LaRon got six races already.
So that's why you locked him in? I'm not telling him to cancel all the six races. I'm just telling him to cancel the one with you and let me get that spot.
Well,
that's all.
You must go travel to New Jersey then.
Yes. That's what I'm telling you. Yes. Fat Albert. What am I telling him, Fat Albert?
They coming up there.
Yeah, we coming up there.
Why did I pay Punk out? Just bring your ass on up here.
Because you're not going to lock me in. That's why.
There's plenty of cars in New Jersey.
I don't want nobody else in New Jersey.
You come on up here.
So
we got plenty of cars up there.
Now you're playing Chicken Hawk.
I'm just telling you what it is. We got plenty of cars fast enough to whip that car's ass to accommodate you up here the
How come you can't accommodate me for that?
I'm playing the host right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm making sure guests get accommodated. I'm making sure
feed
him and pat him on his way and send him back on full belly.
Don't play the host, play the house, my nigga. Play the house. That's what I'm telling you. Don't play the host. Play the house.
Just follow the soul train line on up to New Jersey.
Okay, all right. Okay, I tell you what. Guarantee me a race with you for $4,000 or $5,000 or better. I will be up there with the car.
I ain't got the guarantee. All you got to do is come on up here.
If I come down, I'm going to have a race with you.
All you got to do is bring
you
the car up here. And I'm pretty sure somebody will accommodate your ass. I'm pretty sure if somebody will accommodate to your ass. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not speaking with nobody car in New Jersey, but I'm pretty sure that I can say we got some fast ass cars up here. And the guys is on the radio show listening, and they know where they are.
Friends?
They got some fast ass cars up here.
Is your car one of them fast cars? That's what I want to know. Is your car one of them fast cars?
It can't be. He's trying to throw to everybody else out there.
You'll find out the 25th of July.
Antoine, lock him in with ODB. Fuck it. Let's get him out.
We can do it. I won't be there, but yes, we can do it. Yes, that's not a problem.
What's up, ODB? ODB will go to your ass then.
You got to go to me. Just come on up here.
Oh my God.
Just come on up here. Come on up.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island. Hey, I respect you, Long Island. Long Island, listen. You cook good. You dance good when you win them lottery machines and you be dancing and shit. And you half ass can sing. But what I can tell you, you got some weak ass motherfuckers on this show. I mean, goddamn! This is the Babo crew is only a 2-3 car team. That's it. We trying to go to every motherfucker that's up there, and we gonna start with Bobby. That's it.
He said Bobby.
That's all it is.
And Fat Albert, we gonna start with Bobby because Cliffy is faster than Bobby.
Yeah, Cliffy faster than Bobby.
Other guys besides me and Cliff. Is there any other person y'all know besides me and Cliff?
Swizzle. Yeah, you sound like guys.
Swizzle. I just said it.
Yeah,
I will run him. They won't leave New Jersey, man. They don't leave New Jersey. The folks, they might.
Bring your ass to Jersey.
We'll tell you what. Tell them lock me in.
I don't speak for that man. You bring your ass up to Jersey, I'm pretty sure he'll accommodate you.
Well, I tell you what, I will lock you in for 1-on-5.
Oh, here you go.
And
then
what's
you go
up?
Fucking pick it. Then you go picking and choosing.
I'm not picking and choosing. We told
you. Y'all get on the soul train line and come on up 95, and I'm pretty sure somebody accommodate your ass.
Now you saying pretty sure. He said pretty sure, though.
Sure. Listen, if LeRon could get 6-7 races by himself, why the fuck y'all can't? The man coming up here, him and his wife and his boy, whatever. He coming up here with two cars. Y'all got two cars, three car team. What the fuck y'all doing? Y'all should be
okay. So
here.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Because a motherfucker like you won't lock us in. That's why.
Listen, OG Bob. I'm gonna tell you why.
Why you talk like you from Jersey?
No, this has come from your boys. The reason why, No, the reason why we don't come up there without a lot in race, because 90% of the motherfuckers up there is scared of fucking ODB. And that's
fact. That's right.
Listen, what part of you understand? I done called out 20 people from up top, and not only two has answered. Well, one, Cliffy.
I
said New
Jersey. I ain't no gotten into New York. I said New
Jersey. Okay, Jersey, New York, same shit. Ain't nobody
locked in. It ain't the same shit. It's two different states.
You should go to New York. Well, okay. All the gangsters. Oh,
I got it, Mark.
Well, all the gangsters come from New York. You a motherfucker wankster. Then how about that?
I'm gonna tell you why that motherfuckers from New Jersey won't lock us in. And I'm gonna tell you why. You want me to tell you why? Because this came from New Jersey itself. Because 98% of y'all shit is fucked up. That's why.
Oh,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Come on, man.
This is what was said, Fat Albert. See, these motherfuckers come down here thinking they can be a boss, and they're not even workers. You know what I mean? They're not even workers. They just the bums on the street. This is what came from Jersey. Now listen carefully. What was said was y'all motherfuckers out there in Jersey talk all that shit like y'all gonna do all this and do all that in ACCA, but when you come to the beach or MIR, y'all can't even fucking hook because y'all don't even know how to properly.
They've been coming down and shutting shit down since the old heads.
I tell you what. You sit beside me. You got the break.
I've
been on this radio show for 2 years. Only one person had for one.
And you ain't did shit yet. You blew up.
Only one.
Hey, listen. So now he's taking it personal. Hey, OG, listen, dog. We don't never cloud. You said you blew up. So we don't never take a motherfucker personal on that blow up type shit. That's no fucked up shit, dog. On some real live, that's no fucked up shit, man. So you clown motherfuckers so they
you blew up.
So you clown. Oh, so you clown them motherfuckers. So you clown them motherfuckers because they blew up. Seriously?
Yeah, he blew up. Then he blew up in the
trap. Watch this, Marcus. I bet you $2,000 your car would never have a mini passes as that motor did. Now, bet
I ain't trying. Listen, I ain't trying to have
you,
mini passes.
You ain't
listening.
You was retired 20 years ago. You're retired now. If you lock in when I get you the break, you're going to be retired when I get done with you. You got the break to lock
on.
Since he's taking it personal about, you know, blowing up and shit, let's just go ahead and get it locked in. Fuck it. Let's get it locked in. July 3rd, he got everything he wants. Anything he asked for, he got it.
I ain't racing July 3rd. I'm racing July 25th. I'll be up
there. Yeah, exactly. Stay where you safe at.
No, you can bring your ass up there and then maybe you come on up here. I might accommodate you.
You're not going to accommodate me.
Well,
you're not gonna accommodate me.
You keep saying ain't nobody up here was gonna accommodate you. You keep saying
Hey, listen. Hey, big dog. You just said maybe you can accommodate me. Anytime I say some shit, it's no biggie.
There's plenty of guys up here that got some fast cars in New Jersey. I ain't talking about New York. That can drop your ass.
Hey, dude, how fast do you think Sweet Low really is? You keep saying it's fast. How fast do you think it is?
Ain't nobody. I said get to your ass. Nobody said it's fast. Your father already cleared up the car as a small block. You didn't want to take nobody with a big block or small block until my man with a post put up along with a big block.
Please,
I don't fuck no hood. I don't want.
But am I entitled? Is we entitled to?
You ain't got nothing. You got a dud like everybody else. You got a dud.
If we got a dud. Then why won't you lock that dud motherfucker in?
Because I'm got other things going on for me right now. I ain't thinking about
Antoine. You know what? We're gonna get on the back lines. We're gonna get on the back lines, and we're gonna get with LaRon. We're gonna tell LaRon pay the punk out, and he gonna relock it in with
LaRon. I've been putting LaRon off the longest, and LaRon gonna come up and do what he gotta do. Win or lose.
Because now.
Get your ass up here. Get on the train line with LaRon.
I'm not coming up there without
you can come up and get a race.
Without money bags, Ben, I'm not coming up there, is what I'm telling you. I'll come up there to support my teammate, but I'm not bringing the car.
Oh, you're not bringing the car. Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, Bobby. Oh, I don't know if you noticed or not, but LaRon is part of the Badmouth crew now.
Oh, my God. That's going to be that's gonna be a temporary show list.
Tell him again. Tell him again. You're a motherfucker liar.
Well, he need to be the captain of that crew.
Guess what? That's cool too. Antoine, do we have any motherfucking captains or chiefs? We go with it. What it is.
that's the way we do it. It don't make no damn difference.
So that's what y'all motherfuckers is fucked up about. Y'all can't realize our style. Y'all don't realize our style. So that's what y'all fucked up about. But what I'm saying is, OG Bobby, we going to your motherfucker ass. We going hunting on your motherfucker ass is what you need, though.
Keep on hunting. I don't be hunting like you with a flashlight in the daylight.
Now watch this. I'm about to prove a point to him, Marcus. Hey, Fat Albert, I'm gonna ask you a serious question because you know everybody that raced up here. Who in the Northeast region has raced more than ODB in the last 2 years?
I can't think of none. All the ones I know, I don't think nobody ran over 50 races up there. Hell no.
Thank you. I rest my case.
And y'all about to get your weight up. Y'all probably got more than that. Yeah, I do.
I rest my case, goddamn. I'm on mute.
Pee-wee, where you at, Pee-wee?
Leave Pee-wee alone, man.
Damn, anybody from New York? Good.
Leave Pee-wee alone.
They kicked me out of Mount Vernon. I live in Brooklyn now.
Okay, well, you still in New York, man. You still in New York. If you say say something, Pee Wee. Remember, I was saying, New York ain't got nothing fast. Good, great.
That bitch don't live in no country, but that bitch live right in Mount Vernon. That bitch live right in Mount Vernon. That bitch from Mount Vernon.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck Mount Vernon.
The man says, fuck Mount Vernon. Y'all tell you
I'll run anything in fucking Mount Vernon. Somebody get somebody in Mount Vernon to run me.
I'm going to get Kevin Hunt back on this show.
Kevin Hunt ain't going to do nothing but talk a whole bunch of shit. He ain't going to do a goddamn thing. Kevin Hunt ain't going to do nothing. Kevin Hunt ain't going to do a goddamn thing. I said it myself. Kevin Hunt ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
You ain't going to run Kevin Hunt.
Man, fuck Kevin Hunt. You heard what I said? July the 3rd, I go to Kevin Hunt motherfucking ass. Fuck ya. July the 3rd, I go to Kevin Hunt motherfucking ass. You heard what I said.
Get him on the phone, Pee-wee.
Just because you scared of Kevin Hunt, motherfucker, I'm not scared of nobody.
I never said I was scared of Kevin Hunt.
Yes, you is. You is scared of him.
No, I'm not. I'm not scared of him.
Why? I ain't. Because I never tell a motherfucker what they ain't going to do. I tell a motherfucker what I will do. That's the difference between me and you.
Good Lord. I ain't going to tell them what they ain't going to do, but I'm going to tell them what I will.
You keep that same energy, sweetheart.
And that's the difference.
Hassan calling me again. Lord, I can't click over. I
guess Pro Style Joe show over with. A dumb bitch.
It is. Hey, Marcus, I made Pro Stop made the call out. I told him lock it up. You want 2,000.
Yes, sir. Get that shit up. Kevin Hunt don't scare nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, OG Bobby, so Kevin Hart is y'all hero up that way?
I don't live in the same state as Kevin Hart. I live in New Jersey.
But you just talked about Kevin Hart.
But
you just say what a motherfucker wants to do.
Pee-wee is our hero.
You just say what a motherfucker wants to do.
Pee-wee is our hero.
Pee-wee's the hero.
That was Butch. That's Butch talking about Kevin Hart.
Butch is Kevin Hart your hero?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's my fucking hero. Yep, you damn right. You've been my hero for fucking years.
Okay. You ain't got to say a whole lot too much more. Tell him Lock, Sweet, and Low in motherfucker 4 o'clock at July the 3rd off the fucking trail I go to this motherfucker ass. He come how he comes. Big tall Willie Bar, I don't give a fuck how he do it. Hello?
I can't say nothing. You won. I can't say nothing.
The I'm not trying to win,
already, so, hey.
I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to fuck. That's all.
Nah, you bluffing. I know you bluffing. Because you know the man is down.
Oh, listen, man. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what. That just made that conversation because you spoke before. You put the motherfucking wheel before the motherfucking horse. That's what you did. But what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck about no Kevin Hart. He talk a lot of shit, but he ain't done nothing in the last 10 years. Is what I'm saying. Now,
well,
talk to
your motherfuckers going to get exactly what the fuck y'all asked for.
Call
y'all
Kevin and tell
on.
Him give it to me then.
Y'all just keep
call
on.
Call Kevin and tell him give it to me.
Kevin.
Talk.
I ain't got to call Kevin.
Well, you give it to us then, mouthpiece.
I am. I'm going to give it to you, motherfucker. You keep on. You just hold on, motherfucker. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to the whole fucking bad mouth crew, one by fucking one. You
who is that, Mark? Who is that, Butch? Is that Butchy Mark?
Man, I don't know. That's Butchy Woods, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, that's me. That's
you
me. Y'all motherfuckers don't scare
Woods.
Me.
Everything
all y'all with... motherfuckers do is win some money.
Mark, you... I told... Hey. I told Butchy Woods I did it. Hey, I told Butchy Woods everybody fall in love sometimes, and I'll go in love with his ass when the race goes time to go.
You a damn fool.
That's what I told
Butchy, take that race though.
Fat Albert. Yeah. Everybody fall in love sometimes, but I'll do some crazy love shit on his ass. I damn what you was going to die. I damn go with this small tall motherfucking boy. I'm telling you, I'll make that motherfucker go to what's that bank called State Farm or God.